fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Alright, everybody, what's going on? Good evening, Madhouse Radio on the air on the Broken Network. Alright, we're here ready to do a show. Got a pretty good crew assembled. Milkman is on his way, as usual, late. Always a late man, that Milkman, but of course we do have tonight, Jen Stewart is checking in. Had some free time, I understand, and he's here with us tonight. What's up? What's up, Jen Stewart? How you doing, bro?
Hello, how are you?
Yes, of course. We are great. I'm trying to hurriedly fix over here the new room for Syndicate, which has stopped working, of course. This is not a Vista problem. It is a problem on my end here, so I will...
Shocking to hear that.
Yeah, I'm shocking that...
It's so reliable.
Yeah, well, I'm not using Vista. I'm not using Vista tonight. I'll tell you what. I'm not using it on the...
Good for you. You're stepping in the right direction.
Well, you use Mac. I mean, that's even... What do you use, man? What, OS X? Or what is it? Leopard or Cheetah?
I don't get viruses, so whatever.
Now, you guys... Mac gets, like... Gets some weird names for their OSs, like... Donkey or... Jazua.
Donkey, chicken, and cock. And yeah.
Red Bear. Stuff like that. Alright, we're back in Syndicate. Syndicate, we are back in you. You are in us. We prefer protected sex. If you decide to, indeed, please pull out. When you do pull out, be sure that you hold the condom from the base of your penis as you pull out to avoid spillage. And when you do remove the condom, please be sure to pinch the reservoir tip as you unroll it. Thank you, everybody. That is the Madhouse Minute here tonight.
Thanks for that.
In case you didn't know, I know people like you, Jen, you're a virgin. You wouldn't know how it works. I'm kidding, Jen. No, it's all right. As I said, Milkman will be joining us shortly. The Tuck is here, of course. Big Tuck in the house. What's up, Tuck?
Yeah.
Good deal. And we also have Baz in the house. What's going on, Big Bazzer?
Not much, man. Just updating my laptop to Vista Service Pack 1.
It's SP1, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm the computer I use for the audio and for talking to you guys and bringing the phone in and stuff like this, that runs on Vista Service Pack 1. I must say that I'm actually quite pleased with Service Pack 1. There's one of my file sharing programs does not work with it. It was killed by Service Pack 1, so I have to wait for it to be updated. This happens with new OSs, everybody. For the most part, so far with Vista, I don't have many complaints. It runs fine. I am running it with 4 gigs of RAM. Maybe that's making the difference here, but I have had no compatibility issues, no problems. I set up net file sharing in my home network yesterday. I finally got around to it. Went off without a hitch, really. No issues there. I must say I'm quite pleased with Vista, and we'll see what the new one, what Windows 7, I guess, is due to come out in 2 years, because Vista has basically been a disaster. I don't see what the big deal is. It's a lot prettier.
Windows what?
That's the one. Exactly. Very good. What do you use? You don't use like Linux or something. You use like XP, Jen?
No. I have Windows 2005 Media Center Edition.
Huh? There's a Windows 2000. Is that a European thing, maybe?
Yeah, no. It's a global thing. It's Windows 2005 XP Media Center Edition.
I mean, don't you guys have these rules? Can't you not have? You're not allowed to bulk in media player with Windows, or something like that in the UK or Europe or the EU. I read about the antitrust things. You don't know what I'm talking about. It doesn't affect you, so it must not affect anybody.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I never know what you're talking about, Carlito.
I know. Well, that's fine, because I'm Puerto Rican. I got a funny accent. I speak funny. hopefully, you guys can hear us on Syndicate and on Justin. We are Madhouse Radio. We do prank calls. We do comedy. We talk about current events, news, play a little song here and there, and just basically have a good time for about 2 or 3 hours a night. two or three hours a week, Thursday nights. You can visit my website, madhouselive.com. I've got a podcast kicking over there. Got tons of prank calls. The new prank call CD is going to be out. We're going to have a special prank call CD release party show next week. I know I said this week, where there have been some technical issues getting that off the ground, but I don't have it here with me. Shit. The news, I wanted to show it on camera. I will after the break. The first press of the CD is completed. It looks like it's going to go for $4. If you want an actual copy autographed and shipped to you, $4, $4.99 probably after shipping, because I gotta cover the cost somehow. But you're more than welcome to download it for free. Jen, you clarified it for me. The best thing for me to do, I decided I'm going to actually, you know, create an ISO of the CD itself, and I'll make it available for people to download in a zip file. And you open it up, you burn it yourself,
yes.
You can just listen to it on your computer, or you can burn it yourself and listen to it at your leisure in your regular CD players or your computer, whatever it is you want to do. Share it among your friends. I just ask that you make a donation if you can. Suggest a donation of $1. Not bad, huh? And you didn't even have to pay it, man. I'm just doing it for you. But if you want to help us out a little bit, donate $5. We'll send you an autographed copy of the CD, plus bonus tracks that you can't download that are not available for download anywhere. Even on the forums, they're not going to be available. Trust me on this. It's going to benefit you to buy it, all right? So thank you to Tuck for designing the cover. Hollywood's helping out with printing the labels. We're just waiting on that at this point. I'm taking care of the CDs. Done deal, bada boom, bada bing. First Madhouse CDs coming out next week. I'll start taking orders sooner than that if I can, so look out for that. Other than that, you can reach me on Madhouse Radio as the screen name if you're using Yahoo or AOL Instant Messenger. Again, Madhouse Radio for AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger users. If you're using MSN Messenger, you can also reach me, but of course, you can reach me as well on madhouse@live.com. Again, that's madhouse@live.com. is the messenger name on MSN Messenger. The toll-free line is open as well. That's 1-888-278-8509. That's the toll-free line. You got the time and we got the dime, as Milkman would say if he was here. Speaking of which, let's call Milkman.
Oh, I can say that. You got the time, we got the dime. 1-888-278-8509.
That's right, that's the one. All right, let's get Milkman's explanation on why he's late. Because he is home.
Enjoy this call tone while we connect.
Oh, we will enjoy this call tone, everybody. Let me move the mic over there. Milkman, you're late. We're waiting for you. The show has not started because of you. Where are you at? Give us a call back. 888-278-8509. That's the number, Milkman. Thank you. All right, we'll see if he calls back. All right, Milkman is late, everybody. I want you all to make note of that. He already has a negative one gold star in the bank. You know, we take these gold stars seriously here, everybody. Jim Hayes asking, what time are you going live? Mr. Jim, we are live now, sir, you fool. The Dead.
I'm going live in 3 hours.
Yeah, in 3 hours. Check in with us in 3 hours. The Dead says, Carlos, you fucking whore. All right, The Dead, whatever you say, man. The Dead's been really antsy lately.
Damn, The Dead.
I want to say what's up to everybody on Syndicate Radio,
That was a pretty nice message from The Dead.
Uh-huh. He's a wonderful guy. Hear
what he says beyond that.
Yeah. Syndicateradio.tv, that is the website for the stable, our stable, and that's about it, man. Let's do some prank calls, I guess, or we can talk about some news. Let's see what numbers we got here from Lonesome Loser, the man himself, sending away numbers.
What is new in the news? I don't know what's new in the news.
Well, we always have news articles ready.
I don't know if you guys heard about that that really fucked up psycho who had his daughter locked up for 24 years or something in Austria.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, in the 80s.
That is some sick shit.
That guy is scary looking. Like, you look at him and it's straight up like, you know? That guy is creepo scary.
Yeah, he makes Albert Fish look fucked up.
Yeah, that guy's a creepo. And those kids are like walking like monkeys and stuff now, and
yeah, that's what I read. Yeah,
they talk in grunts and they're all like primeval. That's sad,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, apparently they communicate through a series of cooing and grunting.
Yeah, I know. That'd be kind of cool to watch. I would love to see a video of that. You folks can say. I tell you what. You know what?
You know, it's probably sick, but I'd laugh.
It'd be funny to make fun of them.
If you guys, I don't know if you guys have heard the...
I could call them up on the phone. We could give them a prank call. Hello?
Do that. No, get us on with them. If you know their number, those guys are freaky.
I wish.
The kids, I know. But hey, I don't know if you guys have heard, they play on the Stern Show. I don't know if any of you guys have heard it. The audio of the porno with the deaf girl, the girl who's deaf, can't talk and she's in a porno. It sounds so wrong. Oh my God. It sounds like a retarded person being... raped. I don't know if it's that she's not enjoying it or because, you know, no offense, but deaf people, you know, people who are born deaf, some of them can talk, but they don't really sound right. And it's not that they're, you know, slow or
they
anything like
talk
that.
Like this.
Yeah, they don't know. They've never been able to hear how everybody else talks. So they're just approximating, you know, what these things could sound like, you know.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
They have no idea how loud they're talking.
Yeah, so hearing a deaf girl moan in
if only they
during
could
sex
hear disgusting them.
Oh, it is really wicked. I haven't seen the video. I heard the audio on the
play. I want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get a link. Maybe the guys up in Syndicate will give me a link to it. I saw a link somewhere in SFN, I think there was. Maybe I'll have a chance to go in there and find it now. But yeah, if you guys have that. I haven't seen the video. I don't know. They didn't mention her hotness on a level of 1 to 10. I think they said that she looked okay, but there was like a DP, you know, double penetration scene and stuff like that, which is pretty bad. Pretty bad. My God. Yeah. It sounds really sad. I don't know. It's just something about it is not right. Yeah. Milkman is in the house. What's up, Milkman? Double penetration king himself.
Hey, what up, Milkman?
What's going on, big guy?
Hey, what's up, hermano? Hey, what the hell's going on? Look at this house full we got here, man.
Yeah.
Hey, is that my old buddy Jen over there sitting in the corner by the bar?
Jen's over there by the bar drinking himself an apple juice, my friend.
Apple juice.
Yeah,
an apple juice,
today,
my
man.
Friend.
Come and join me.
Come and join me for an apple juice. A juiced apple.
All right. It's all almost right. Pizza time, too.
All right. So that brings me, you know what's really, really creepy to me? Like, I'm thinking about blindness. You know, like, if I was born blind and you never saw, like, colors, like, what would you imagine the color red looks like? You know? This is, like, you ever see that movie Mask, Milkman? You know what I'm talking about? That movie Mask, that guy had the really funky...
That's acid talking there, kidding.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, if you have no concept of what color is...
That's a conversation you would use today when you're on the acid.
Well, maybe it is, but I'm not... I don't do that stuff. I don't do drugs at all. Nothing like that. But yeah, you think about that, you know? Anyway, but in that movie...
What if your yellow is like someone else's yellow? What if your yellow is completely different from someone else's yellow?
What if yellow here is like red over there in another planet? Anyway, so...
Right, man. What if there's like no red on like another planet, man? Maybe it's just an Earth thing, man.
I don't think so. I think they would imagine like a touch, like a red rose, and to their mind it comes to feeling and the smell, you know. It wouldn't be so much a color as it'd be an experience.
Yeah, and I'd be like, this is brown. I'd be like, you know, I'd fart really loud.
They're like, who's shit?
Yeah, I'd be like, this is brown right here. You know, and then they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, that I know.
That's brown.
That's brown. Yeah, all right. Anyway,
I found your video.
You found my video. You did, really?
Yeah, fucking watching it, man. It's fucked up.
Can you send me a link to that in the IRC?
Yeah, it's in the chat.
It is in the chat now. Okay,
it's
we got it already. Okay, there we go. All right,
yeah,
let's play this.
It's funny. It's fucking funny.
Oh shit! All right, let's play this. Oh man, this is bad. We're going to hell for this here, but here we go. Let's play this audio. Deaf girl wants to be a porn star. That's what it's called, eh?
Hey. How you doing? Guess you can't hear me, right?
I wonder how she heard about us.
She can't hear, dude. Because word gets around.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, how'd you hear about us? Yo. You with the dildo in your ass.
Frankentits.
What's your name? Huh? What? What's your name?
Oh.
Right? I got it.
Say, can you say whore? Say whore.
Punch the double DP in a minute.
Say whore. Whore. You're a whore? A good whore? Okay. You're gonna throw up on my cock? Okay. Good girl.
That's so mean.
There you go. Ah.
Oh, shit. It's not like a fucking ghost.
Did you like it? Don't touch. How was it? Did you like it?
That is bad.
It was no good?
Like rough?
Yeah. So do you like being a porn star?
Like a moose in heat.
Did you come back again? You like us, right?
He's fucking brilliant.
Good guys?
They spit in her face. I shut that off. That's wrong.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's that audio. That's really disturbing.
She's howling like a ghost.
Yeah. Wow, man. Yeah, that's a nasty cum shot, too, dude. That was like, ugh. She had like Vaseline on her face there. Wow. Yeah, anyway. Now that we've completely disgusted our audience here. All right, so here's something along that line. Arkansas mom is pregnant with her 18th child, man. 18 kids this lady has. Her oldest is 20.
That's it?
She's pregnant with her 18th baby. She's 42 years old, you know? What is that about? Arkansas, huh?
Wait, I thought she was like 27.
Man, to say Florida's backwards. If we get a 42-year-old lady, you know, that's not no joke. You know, when you get in your 40s, you run the risk. Highly increased risk of a child being born, and I'm not kidding, with Down syndrome. After age 39, it goes up exponentially, the chances that your child will be born with a defect, especially with, you know, Down syndrome. That's not right, you know. That's enough. Close your legs, lady. You've had 18 kids. Fucking shit. Saigon says, being born like Gary the Retard. Indeed. Let's see what else is going on here with the folks before we do our first prank call. Deaf people need to have degrading sex too, says DCLo. Good point. Gold star for you, DCLo. You made a very fine point. Where's my gold star? There you go. Congratulations, sir. Ellie likes gin. Gin is the best, Ellie says. Gin has a girlfriend, apparently. And that's about it. All right, well, there we go. All right, well, we'll get to some...
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I'm going to get to some more news articles, especially the guy who was forced on the airplane to sit on the toilet for the entire flight. I don't know if you heard about that one, but that's JetBlue for you. They've been really slacking over at JetBlue.
That's weird as well.
Yeah, that's bad. Those toilets are not comfortable, and those bathrooms stink on a plane, dude. Stink. The Dead says, I know you want me. If I go for a week, will you just use me? The Dead always wants to have sex with me or wants me to have sex with him. That's not good. Lonesome Loser checks in with numbers for us to call.
Ask him to coo for you. I'd like to hear the Dead come on and coo. You know, like, woo.
Like a
tonight's
monkey.
Going to be all about cooing. I want to try that on the phone when we call somebody later. I'm going to try and get them to coo.
Right. It's going to be the cooing night on the air. Max Beefy's Burgers is here.
Yeah, did they call him, you pussy?
Yeah, we got Biggie's Restaurant, Mighty Liquor, Danger Zone Comics, and The Wolf's Den also here. We got an escort named Matt. Matt the Escort for VIP Platinums.
You have another room so that I can see these numbers?
John and Jeffrey. I tell you what, I can send them to you, Jen. If you want to call in now or later, let us know, and you'll call in, and we'll...
No, I'll call in later. I'll call in after everybody else, because that would be better.
Yeah, and it might make sense if I actually turn on the toll-free line. All right, folks, we're going to do the first prank call of the night. I'm going to call the Burger Place. I'm feeling a bit of Jack Masterson coming on. We're going to call Max. Actually, we're going to call Biggie's Restaurant. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
Biggie's Restaurant.
Hey, did we cover the news yet?
Huh? Was that? Did we cover the news yet? We cover it in
did
and out.
Did we cover the news yet?
We do news, you know, throughout the show, yeah? I hit one article already, Milkman. Do you have something you want to talk about?
Oh, well, I had a couple of news blips here real quick.
Okay. Does this have to do with dog birth? Because if that's it, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Seriously.
Anyway.
Is there a new baby puppy cat out there?
There is actually 8 new poopers.
Oh,
and
my
they're all girls.
They all came out girls.
Poopers.
That's a lot of money, man.
3 of them females.
How much are they for?
My gosh, and yeah, and they're all cute as a button. They're 6 weeks old now. I haven't been able to remind everybody because I've been so busy working on the new Rascal Scooter Madhouse style version. It's going to be released this year for the 2009 season. The fall 2008 will be the big rollout.
Hey, Milkman, are these virgin puppies? Are these virgin puppies?
Yeah, they're full bred. They have their papers, and they're cute as a button, man. You wouldn't believe it.
But they're virgins, right?
8 females.
8? Wait a minute. Hang on. Breaking news here. The numbers that Lonesome sent in are clients, not the escorts themselves. He's sending numbers for clients of escorts. Well, there we go.
He was Jeffrey
was calling an escort named Mandy, whose number is found on Craigslist, mentioned having to attend a substance abuse meeting in his message. Wow. John got his info off the voicemail of an escort service called VIP Platinum, managed by Kayla Freeman. Interesting. Okay, cool. So somehow Lonesome Loser has infiltrated the voicemail.
There's some other good news out there for all you listeners out there here in Hollywood. Yes, here in Hollywood, they have now legalized gay marriage. Hi. It's been legalized in Sacramento.
That's what I heard. Well, it's not legal yet. It's just the Supreme Court of the state.
Yes, it is.
Well, the Supreme Court said, but there's no law
yet.
It's
they're just marching all over L.A. They're on the radio. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to humanity. The gays could get married. You gotta hear it. It was wonderful, man.
All right.
It was like, hi.
We're calling this dude. We're calling the Biggie's Restaurant here, Milkman. So, you've seen like people protesting, not protesting, but I'm saying people like marching in support of gay rights, or you just heard about it on the news?
That's right. If all you love, no, I've been hearing about it on the news. They've been on the radio all day, man. And if anybody out there is interested in getting a pooper from the Madhouse, get a hold of me, because Sweet Kisses has got a bunch of cuties out there.
Well, that's super.
Super poopers.
Biggie's?
Biggie's, can I help you?
Yeah, is this the restaurant with the burgers?
I'm sorry?
Is this the restaurant that has the burgers?
We do have burgers.
Hang on, I don't have a big enough penis in my mouth. Hang on.
I'm sorry?
You hear me now? Oh? Yes, hi. Do you guys do takeout orders?
We do.
Do you have call ahead seating at all? Like, if I call ahead, will you seat me?
Are you talking about this evening, or?
Well, I'm going to call, and I want to tell you what kind of burgers I want. And then, like, you do the curbside thing?
No,
or
we don't do that.
So I have to come
sorry.
In? Do I have to come in?
No, but we do just regular calling where you can come in and pick it up.
Oh, yeah, like takeout stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was just working out is what I'm saying, you know? I'm sorry for breathing so hard. I've been working out, you know?
Right.
I'm Jack Masterson. You want to take my order?
Sure, hold on, please.
All right.
Hard to breathe like that sometimes. Is there gay marriage up in the, where is that you live? England?
L.A.
I'm talking to Jen.
No, they don't.
Biggie, can I help you?
Huh? No, I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Biggie?
Biggie?
Is this the lady? Who am I talking to now? Can you speak up, Allison?
What?
Allison, can you hear me?
No, I can't really hear you. It's kind of loud in here.
I'm trying to get takeout seating, but if you can't hear me, there's no sense of doing this because your phone sucks.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay. have time for this shit. What's going on with the phone line, Milkman?
What was your question? I didn't hear what you said, because I'm...
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Karen.
Karen, hi.
Hello?
You sound like you're a person of authority.
I'm not, but what do you need?
I'm trying to make an order for takeaway.
Right, okay. And what would you like?
Your burgers. What is your biggest burger?
What is the biggest burger? They're all the same size.
Okay, well, they're
half pound.
Half pound, okay. All right. I want two of those half pound burgers with cheese, bacon, mayo, and mustard. Okay?
The mayo and mustard will be on the side.
Okay.
Cheese.
I'm sorry for breathing so hard. I was just working out.
Okay. What kind of cheese?
You know, I was working out. I weighed 382 pounds. I've lost weight. And I started getting this pain in my chest in the middle of my treadmill workout. And I had enough of this.
You just worked out and you're bacon cheeseburgers?
Yeah. I had enough of this dieting thing. It feels like there's an elephant sitting on my chest right now. I'm done with this dieting stuff.
Well, I don't know if that's what's causing that.
It's
either working out. What kind of cheese?
I'm just so stressed out with working out. I can feel it's like my whole arm is going numb.
Sir.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese on your burger?
Oh. Yeah. You have yellow American?
I do.
Oh, God, have you ever had this feeling before from working out?
No, sir. I think maybe you might want to hang up and get some medical attention.
Oh, God. No, it's just like there's an elephant, right? His ass is right on my sternum. Oh, God. I think I just need to eat.
I don't think so.
Oh, God. That's like it's going all the way down my left arm. Oh, God. Look at that.
Sir?
Yeah.
You need to call somebody else. Maybe you need to call the doctor.
I think I just need to eat a little bit. I've been stressing myself out.
What else do you want?
What else do you have that you fry over there?
Pardon me?
Oh, God. What else do you fry?
I can't understand you.
You make fries? You have a fry machine?
Okay, fries. It's 75 cents extra. You want two orders or one?
I don't know. This could be my last order.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Oh. We're holding on a moment. Turn that down.
I think Jack needs a tall glass of bacon grease.
Tall glass of mayo. 44-ounce cup with ice and mayo. Who's she calling? The doctor? Is your doctor in the house?
Yeah, probably.
This is taking a long time. Let me put her down.
At least she's concerned.
Yeah, we'll see if she answers back. I got her on mute here on the side note. In the meantime, we got some other numbers we can call here eventually. We got Baskin Robbins and the Palisades. Where are the Palisades at? Milkman, what is your vector to the Palisades, sir?
Palisades.
Hello?
I'm ready to go, man. I've got my skates on, baby.
Oh. Whoa. Hello?
Maybe, was anybody there? Did you hear hello? I thought I heard hello. I don't know. All right, we'll see if they come back still. Anyway.
No, so, I didn't hear anything.
Maybe I'm hearing stuff, you know. Maybe it's the ghost of Jack Masters and Baskin Robbins. I'm not a big fan of their crap. You know, their ice cream is very... It's got like a clammy...
Hello?
Yeah, can I help you?
Hey, sir. You sound like you're a man in authority. Is that... Would I be correct?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name's Brian.
Well, I've never had the hardest time, Brian, with your staff, ever trying to make a to-go order. And they put me through to three people, and the lady on the line is suggesting I call somewhere else. Is my money not good here or something?
No, I don't understand.
What did she tell you?
She didn't tell me anything. She said we have a hard time hearing you.
Well, I was giving her my order for two burgers and fries. I'm sorry. I'm breathing heavy. I was working out, and I started getting this feeling on my chest, like it's like 1,000 knives of fire. Like I don't know. It's like a lot. Like something's a big weight on my chest, like an elephant sitting on it or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm just out of wind. I figured I'd make an order for food, and she said she's gonna put me on hold. Did you get the order, at least?
That's what I'm here to do, to get your order. I guess they're having trouble hearing back there.
Oh, God.
They're having trouble hearing in the bar.
Well, I'm feeling... when I sat down now, and I still feel the pressure a little bit. Well, it's getting a little better. I'm losing the feeling. Like, my left arm is a little numb right now, but I think if after I eat, I'll feel a little better.
What would you like?
I wanted two of those 1.5-pound burgers with the patties. I want them stacked, like two in each one, you know, so like a whole pound.
So you want two in one bun?
Oh, God. Oh, there it is again. Oh, God. I can't hear...
Maybe you should call a doctor.
I'm sure after I eat, I'll feel a lot better. It's a huge pressure on my chest. It just started. I've lost like 40 pounds in the last month. And I don't know if you heard of me. I'm Jack Masterson. I was in the Sentinel the other week, and had actual talk about me losing weight. I've been working out as much as I can, 18 hours a day almost. Just up. I get up. I eat oatmeal. And I started getting this pain in my chest. I said, forget this shit, you know. I'm just going to get myself a burger and, you know, let it be, whatever happens. I never had a pain like this before. Oh, God, it's like my jaw is almost like... You ever get this feeling before?
No.
It feels like I'm heartbroken. I've never been brokenhearted before. Maybe that's what it is, you know. Oh, God. Ugh.
Why don't you hang out with me and call an ambulance to come?
Oh, God. I can shake. I don't think I can drive down there. I don't think it's safe for me to be walking around, though, you know?
Yeah, why don't you hang up on me and call for 911 for an ambulance?
I'll get to that. Do you, like, I'm going to drive myself to the hospital, I think. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, God. You think I'm going to stop by, you know, you don't do the curbside takeaway real quick?
I don't think eating was going to help you. I think you should just hang up and then call an ambulance.
Oh.
Take you to the doctor.
Oh, God. Hang on. I got it now. That's much better right there. Hey, you got any toilet paper?
Feel better now?
Much better now. I think maybe I just... A little block back there. It helps me to talk about it while I'm doing it sometimes. Could you hear the echo? I put some mattress up in the bathroom.
Are you gonna order any food?
Huh?
Are you gonna order any food?
No, I'm just calling to give you a waste of time and make you put your resources somewhere else other than manning your staff. That's what I do. That's my job, dude. That's what I do. That's my MO. You don't like it? You got a problem?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do about it? You got any bread? You want some bread? How much bread you want? I'll give you some bread. Hey, Michael, Justin, Dieter, What's your name, boy? No, Brett. Brett going once? All right, that's it.
I had to cut that off somehow. That guy just wanted to... What's wrong with bread? What? I just offered us some bread. That fucks up my voice so bad. Jack Masterson, everybody.
Peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. High Pitch Eric checking in the chat room. What's up, High Pitch Eric? Big ass High Pitch Eric in the house.
Hello, mommy.
I don't know.
Hi, daddy.
Who's High Pitch? I don't know. The only person I know is Kelly Clarkson, man. Motherfucker.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hello, it's Carly.
Yeah, what's up, British Columbia? What you want?
I'm calling from Florida.
Dude, what are you smoking, man? All right. Enjoy.
And how can he fit some here?
Having a good show tonight.
On, marked package.
Do you work at all? Can we talk a little bit? Like, I'd like to know what you do for, like... And where's the girl? Do you got the girl?
No.
We had a deal, man.
I can get her on later on.
All right, well, call back when the girl's online. You're only supposed to call in when you have a girl online.
Girls. That's stupid. Girls are stupid. Right.
I'll talk to you when you have a lady on the line.
Okay, I'm on the line.
Okay, the dead to you.
Sound like the dead there for a second. British Columbia will be calling back in probably in about 10 seconds, and I'm warning you,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, it kind of does.
If you call back without a girl on the line, it's going to be strike number 5, and I'm going to block your damn province of shit.
And now this bullshit girl,
yeah,
we're on to it. We know better than that.
Anyway, if you want to call in before British Columbia tries to... Yeah, we got the chopper fueled up, dude. The jet is fueled up over here. Watch out, buddy. Baz is going to be headed up there pretty soon, dropping bombs on your ass, bringing some bread. If you want to call in, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, once you want to call us in, I don't know where I was going with that one, 1-888-278-8509. This is Madhouse Radio, where we make prank calls and have fun.
Carlito, quick news flash.
News flash.
News flash. We just received Jack Masterson got his double burger, and he is going to join the helicopter ride and produce a bombing run up there. So you guys better straighten up.
He's going to turn around and make a big turd. Awesome. Watch out for Jack Masterson. I do want to break news.
Another bombing run.
I do want to break wind and break news here real quick, if I may, please. Milkman, can you shut the music off for me, please?
Okay, there you go.
You already did. All right. a radical jihadist website has announced that a new message from Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is forthcoming. A banner announcing the message says he will address the 60th anniversary of Israel. His message is titled, "The Reasons for the Struggle in the Resemblance... The Reasons for the Struggle in the Remembrance of the 60th Anniversary of the Rising of the Occupier Nation of Israel." Well, the joke's on you, Mr. Bin Laden, because just by calling it Israel, you're recognizing it as an existing nation, and you didn't call it Palestine. So guess what, buddy? You lose on a technicality.
Sounds like a boring speech politician.
The war on terror is over, everybody.
We have won
the war on terror. Bin Laden, here's...
Oh, my God, BPP's getting ready to hack his network.
He's going to hack us all, that guy. Where is DTT at anyway? Did he make the migration? I don't know if he did. Anyway, so again, if you want to call us here tonight, 1-888...
I think he's on the Hijra right now.
It's 1-888-278-8509 is the way you message us, or you call us here tonight. And if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, it is Madhouse Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, it is madhouse@live.com. And that is your news break here. We're going to be doing the next... prank call tonight. Bad Boys of Iowa says, "Hey Carlito, it's Bad Boys and Bad Boy Junior. Hey, Junior wants to redeem himself since last week. He got some good ones now. LOL, I think. Yeah, how you money make, dude? Bring it on. Jim is saying, what's up? Hey, we already said what's up to you. Meebo Guest says, what's up, Carlito? What up, man? I see Jeepers is listening live tonight, too. We got a lot of people listening live tonight, as a matter of fact. Sounds good, sounds good. Oh, we got to play the real version of the song. What's it called again? Milkman? Doobie Brothers do that song, right? What a Fool Believes? There we go.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So the next prank call coming up here, this is Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com is the website. The next call is the next call here is Donnie Rhodes. He was asking for an escort named Heather. Right back in a moment with the next prank call of the night, folks.
Nothing at all.
Mr. Rhodes, Donnie?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Jack Valente here with the Escort Service. So you've got an order here for you. We're looking for tonight.
A what?
An order for you, Donnie. Escort Service, you're looking for tonight. You wanted to meet with a lady. This is Valente
Where
with VIP Platinum. Hello?
Where did you get my name?
Well, you left a voicemail here, sir. I'm with VIP Platinum. This is Valente. I call to set up the meetings with the ladies.
Not hardly.
Oh, no, sir, I got your number here to call you back. This is Donnie Rhodes, is it not?
I don't know what this is all about. Some kind of joke or something.
Are you looking for Heather or Sarah, sir? What are you looking for tonight?
I don't know either of those people. And I don't think you have my voice on any kind of voicemail or anything else.
Well, sir, the whole point of the matter is that you don't know the ladies. It's okay. We're not. If your wife's around, it's okay. Hit the number 2, and I'll know that it's just because your wife is around. Huh?
Tell you what, there's no issue with me being worried about somebody seeing a phone number. The problem is that I didn't call you. I don't know who you are. When did you get a call from me?
I have your voice on the voicemail here wanting to meet up with Heather or Sarah.
When did you get a call from me?
We have it through. It's traced through the system, and you also left your number for the callback, sir.
Excuse me. When did you get a call from me?
Earlier today. I'm with VIP Platinum again. My name is Valente.
Absolutely false.
I'm the head pimp, sir.
I did not call you today.
Sir, I'm a pimp.
Who the hell you are? I didn't make any calls any place like that today.
Sir, I'm gonna warn you about breaking the pimp code. You understand? I'm a pimp. I'll pimp slap you, sir.
To place
a yeah. Let's call him back.
Get the baby powder! Get the baby powder!
Get my hanger out, bitches.
The villain ain't rhyming off bread alone. Let him get some cognac, a mic, and a headphone.
What was that
movie with the pimp hand, the baby powder?
I think he's just covering because his wife was around, you know. We're not gonna.
The funny thing is that the caller IDs, I always leave them as 555-1212, which is basically it's directory assistance wherever you are. You know, so you can call the number back and you're gonna hear 411. It's gonna be like, huh? What? Lonesome Loser's gonna be sending me their number. Oh, so what's up that guy? Apparently he's like all paranoid, but he knows what he did. He's up to no good. Oh, yeah, man. The problem solver's here.
He got busted.
Yeah.
That's right. It is Sweeps Week. It is definitely Sweeps Week this week, and we're just hitting all the...
That's me, by the way.
You don't live in Calgary.
Hey, you. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hello. How are you?
Hello, hello. All right. We're just calling. You know, just pimps here, you know, hanging out. We got the number for the, we got some more numbers here for people who were looking for an escort. Would you like to try one of those, sir? You got the numbers there, actually, in front of you, don't you?
I don't know. Let me look in your thing. I got, Danger Zone Mighty Liquor Biggie's Restaurant Max's. Try Max's Beefy Burgers. Yeah, I like private people, but we can do that.
Oh, well, I sent you. You got Matt, John, and Jeffrey. Hang on, let me send them to you again there.
Who did you call from those?
I called Derek. You don't see that. You haven't gotten... Who did I call? I called Donnie Rhodes.
They don't have any addresses. It doesn't say, like, the address of where they live.
It just says there's
where they are.
Just the city and state. That's all. It's basically the voicemail. Lonesome Loser gets the information out the voicemail, you see? They're only saying they're in Dallas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do the the whole escort thing, I'd probably try something else.
Alrighty then.
We can try for one of them. I don't know if it'll work, but we can try it.
I have people in England, but I do not have an international card as of yet.
No, don't bother then. If you don't have an international card, you don't want to waste too much money on this card. Just pick a number and we'll talk to them.
Okay, alright. So Max's Beefy Burgers, if you're ready for that. Or how about the comic book? Yeah. Let's call the comic book store. You know, that's always something to do. Danger Zone Comics.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to call Danger Zone Comics. Exciting stuff here. Hang on, folks. Speaking of pimps, here's some Curtis Mayfield. And we'll be back with the next prank call of the night. That's not going to work. We have to pick another one here. We'll do the liquor store, Mighty Liquor.
No, do the Max's Beefy Restaurant.
Okay, Beefy Burgers, Max's Beefy Burgers. This is in Anchorage, Alaska, and I believe it's only like 9, 8, 7, 6, 5 p.m. over there, so it's still pretty early. It's the dinner hour, so we got
good,
time.
Good.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello, sir?
Hello?
Yeah. Listen, man, I was there earlier today. Hello? Bloody hell, shit. What's wrong with your phone, man? Fix it.
I don't think it's my phone. Probably your phone. I don't think it's
Yeah, maybe it's my phone. Hold on. My phone. Listen, man, I was there, and when I came out into my car, somebody had peed in front of the car. Can you tell me why? Somebody peed on my car, man. Someone peed on my car. Hello? Bloody shit. Wrong with the phone, man. Fix it.
Can you call me with a different phone? Are you calling with a cell phone?
Yeah, I think I'll call you with my phone, and then we don't need to go through Carlito, okay? So, hold on a minute. I'll call you back in 1 minute. Call him because it's obviously not going to. It's not going to work through your fucking phone. I can't keep making calls through your phone. It never works.
No, it does.
Call him on my end.
It almost sounds like it's raining on your end for some weird reason, my friend. I don't know. Like, there's a back. Is it raining over
it
there?
It sounds like it's raining.
Yeah, like when you're
no,
in the line.
It's not fucking raining. No,
it sounds like you're inside. Like, you know, it's raining. Like, and you got a window open or something in the background.
No. I've got no windows open. No rain. Everything is perfect.
Well, shit on me, man.
There's obviously something. There's something wrong with the phone, hold on.
So you got it? You sure?
I called you from my home phone.
Hey! Get on me!
Alright, we're calling in. We're doing a prank. Ooh, we got India's Tandoori. There we go. We got an Indian restaurant from Lonesome Loser. He always likes those.
Lonesome Loser. Jen Stewart will be calling back on the other line. That phone's all funked up. All kinds of funked. Again, this is Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll do that. A lot of numbers here still. Definitely looking forward to some of these escort calls here in a moment.
You're on 98.6, The Mouth.
That's right, that's the one.
98.6, The Mouth.
98.6, The Mouth.
It's Jim, man.
Much.
Do I sound better?
You sound much better on this, yes. No rain in the background.
Yeah.
Awesome, okay. You want to try the burger joint again, sir?
No, fuck him. You said something about an Indian before I hung up.
India's Tandoori. This is an Indian woman in L.A. who answered. She has Indian foods.
All right, put her on.
Yes, so we'll make it so right now, everybody. Hang on for the next prank call.
Hello?
Yes? Yeah, hello. Yeah, I was in your restaurant earlier, and one of the guys, he was calling me. He said something rude to me, and I'm just, you know, I'm trying to make sure that whatever he said wasn't rude.
Which one are you coming from?
I don't listen to me, lady. I came in and he said something about a gandu. He called me a gandu.
Okay,
I'm very concerned.
Did you place an order already?
No, I came in to... Hello, my darling. Listen, I came in to pick up an order. I made it over the phone. I called up and I wanted, like, some tandoori and all that stuff. And I came in to pick it up. And he said to me, he said, you are a gandu. Why did he call me a gandu? Eh?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, all right. Fucking hurry up.
What's a gandu?
Hello?
Hello, sir. Hello, I came into your restaurant earlier today. I'm slightly concerned. I was just talking to the lovely lady there, and she mentioned to me that, you know, you'd be helping me today. I was there, and somebody called me a gandu.
Okay.
Okay, now, I'm really concerned. Is that a bad thing?
Your friend? Yeah, there are some people here.
So I don't understand your smelly fucking language, mate. You need to speak English. Can you speak English?
Yes, what do you think?
Good, very good. Yeah, I was there, and somebody called me a gandu.
Where were you?
Well, I was in the restaurant. I'm trying to explain to you. See, if you pay attention when people talk, it's easier to understand them.
Which restaurant were you?
I was in your restaurant. Yeah, I was in your restaurant.
Address?
Sorry?
Which address?
So you know which address. I was in your restaurant, sir, and somebody called
which
me.
Which one? We have few.
No. Listen. I want to know if I'm very concerned. Why was he calling me a gandu? I'm going to make a complaint to the management.
Yeah. When did you come?
I came earlier this afternoon.
Huh?
Just after lunchtime, I came.
At the lunchtime? On which location?
Yeah. Sorry?
On which location?
Don't worry about that. It's your location. I know it's your restaurant. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling you, would I, you silly bugger, eh?
No, that's what I'm asking you. Which restaurant you were in?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant, right? One of your people called me a name, and I'm very concerned about the name they called because I think it's rude.
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Okay, you tell me because this phone number goes to 3-4 locations, so which location you were in?
Yeah, but don't worry about that. Listen, have you got any sister or any mother or something like that?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you do. Can I buy your sister?
Yeah, we have a fish. Whichever you like.
No, I don't want fish, you fucking idiot. Listen to me. I want your sister. Your sister. Your band. Get our bandy, you know?
You come here, I give it to you. You come here, okay?
You give to me, I'll give to you, you fucking little bastard.
Yeah, you come here. Okay.
I'll fuck you, you bastard. I'll fuck you.
Yeah, that's what you need, right? I will do it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'll fuck you. Fuck you from behind, all right?
You come here, okay?
I'm yeah, you. I'm coming. I'm coming. Don't worry, I'm coming. I was there.
Get
you
up.
Didn't pay attention,
you know
fucking...
What?
You. What?
You know what?
What?
Let me record your phone.
Yeah, record my phone. Listen to me, record it. All right, let me make a funny noise, right?
Yeah, I'm
are you recording?
911.
Are you recording? Listen.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? You fucking little bastard.
I'm recording it. You know that.
I fart on you, you bastard. I fart on you.
I'm recording it. And
Alright, listen. Record, LAP. record this.
Recording.
You recorded that, you fucker. You fucker. Hello. Dickhead. Hello.
He farted in his general direction. That was great.
I didn't fart. I was just doing it with my tongue.
I know you weren't. Come on. I know you wouldn't do that, but that's still funny. He's like, yeah. Come on.
Press 1.
Hang on, let me clear this. There we go.
He was asking me what my bloody address was, or what his address was. I didn't quite understand that.
Dumbass. Well, he said that number ranks at 3 different places. He wasn't sure, you know, which one it would go to. Ellie calls it a smelly fucking language, apparently. Wow, Ellie, that's a low blow.
I got disconnected from the internet.
What's going on with the internet tonight, eh?
No, I'm back on.
All right, good.
No, give me, should we try someone else?
Yes, sir, of course we can. I've got Dimple Duckett. That's an angry woman answered at the residence of Dimple Duckett in Compton, uh-huh. California. Compton, home of the Bloods and the Crips.
Send it.
Are you back in the room? Are you sure?
No, I'm not back in the room.
What the fuck? All right, I'll tell you what. I'll start in, and you're going to break in early. As soon as you get in, I will...
Dude, that's only like 10 miles from here, Compton is.
Milkman, you're 10 miles away from Compton? Are you crazy?
He could drive there.
Yeah, I'm about that close.
No, Jin, he can't drive to Compton. He's not welcome at Compton, let's just say. But Compton has a Martin Luther King Boulevard. I know you're in the UK and you don't have that type of thing over there, but over here, that's the media's there. That's what Chris Rock said. All right, so I'm going to call Dimple Duckett. Just a moment, folks, here. Just a moment. Be right back with the next prank call that I think is so much.
That was loud. That's not as loud.
1, 2, 3, in the place to be. MF June, Talib Kweli. Oh, here we go. On born days, I used to be.
You want me to start?
Let me start. They pick up. Hello? Hello, my friend. How are you? Sir? Sir, hi. How are you?
I can't hear you.
Fuck me. Hey, what kind of products do you guys carry there? Sir?
Place a call.
What a fuck.
One.
What a fucking fuck, that guy.
Call, press 2.
All right, that didn't work.
To your card, press 3.
Fucking fact, fucking fact, I'm fucked as a fuck.
Let me try that again.
Hello?
Yeah.
Simple, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, we said that. We go on to the next part. How are you?
What'd you say?
Can I borrow some salt in it? Hello?
Who are you listening to?
Who am I listening? I'm not listening. I'm listening to you.
I can't hear nothing you say.
Yeah, I know. Can I borrow salt in it? Eh? Simple.
God damn it.
What the fuck is wrong with your phone?
I don't know, sir. I don't know. It works sometimes, it's good, like a charm, sometimes it doesn't work for shit.
Hit it like Fonzie!
That's not good, you know that.
Yeah, hit it like Fonzie. Hey, maybe that'll work.
To place a call, press, please enter
Let's
your...
try the call. Let me try the... Let me see if they can hear me, at least.
...area code, followed by the pound.
And what?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Sister?
Hello?
Hello, Sister Duckett? Hello? Oh, well, fuck me.
There's something wrong with your phone. There must be something wrong with your phone.
My phone is beautiful. It works great. There can't be nothing wrong with my phone. There's got to be something. It's these people, man. I'm telling you. It's the people.
Call.
I don't know.
The duct tape is tied tightly. It's nothing wrong with it.
All right, we got Sheila Kidd. Let's try Sheila Kidd instead. I don't understand. We called the tandoori and it sounded fine. That didn't sound bad. I don't know. Maybe I gotta redo some cables. Maybe it's the cables here. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so Sheila Kidd. Let me send
All right.
Send you her info over here real quick. Wait a minute here. Let me op you, first of all. There you go. Okay.
Okay, okay. Put her on. I've got a good one.
Okay. You got a good one, and I'll be there for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Sheila.
Who?
Sheila. This is Jim Stewart. I'm with the Alien Observation Line. You know who we are?
No.
Yeah, we've been watching you now for a couple of weeks, and it's come to my attention that your movements are almost irregular. They're kind of similar to one of the alien Klingons that we've been watching for a couple of weeks now, you know?
Yeah.
And we believe, we have reason to believe that you're an alien.
I think
I am, too. I think you're an alien. And what we need to do, we need to capture you and put you in a cage. We're going to do some experiments on you. Is that okay?
That's wonderful.
Great, because we're gonna poke you with something right in the ass.
You know that would be wonderful.
You like that? Shut up,
ma'am. Would you? No, she's there, ma'am. Would you really like that?
No. She hung up.
Oh.
It clicked. I had it click.
God.
To place a call.
So that's the proof right there. It's
he
not.
He was getting hot.
It was those other people's phone, not mine.
Yeah, she was into it.
Because that one sounded just yeah, but she was game. Jen,
yeah,
you know if
game. You want to call her back?
Yeah, we'll call her back. Play your cards right here. Tell her, you know, court her, Jen. Don't be afraid.
Well, I haven't made any calls in a few weeks now.
Yeah, that's good. You're doing good, and don't be afraid of, you know, some black black sugar. There's nothing wrong with that.
I can do that.
Uh-huh. No, you couldn't. I know. I got you. You're German.
You'll never go back.
Be disowned. All right, so we're going to call Sheila Kidd once again in Compton. Yeah, hang on, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, lady, I don't know what happened there. What happened? You hung up?
Oh, no, I know. I called Lobby Police and gave them the number.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Listen, okay, when can I pick you up so that we can, you know, try our experiments on you? Huh? Hello?
We lost a patient again. You want to know what the funny thing is? I spoofed the number that she reported, that she said she did, to the people we called before that.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm hoping she calls them back, because that's always fun.
But we can't hear what they're going to be saying to each other.
I know, but who knows? Maybe they'll get to a big fight, because they're, like, in the same area.
Oh, really?
I'm just looking here.
They know each other.
Yeah, maybe they're neighbors.
That would be fucking funny. Why did you just call me?
Yeah, they already have, like, a fight. You know, they're already arguing with each other and whatnot. We just made stuff worse. Jeebus God. Matt says that he likes the music I was playing. That is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Genius Rap. That's an 80s old school rap song, my friend. Know your roots. You can't hear shit. You're on the phone. You're on the phone machine. Yeah, we put them up pretty quickly these days. We have a phone card, an international phone card, and we have a number just coming in the UK for John Thatcher.
In the UK. For 20 past 4 in the morning, you guys got to be fucked.
Well,
all right, go on.
And we also have Yasmin's Indian Cuisine in California.
Yeah, all right. We'll do the private number first.
Private number first, John D. Thatcher in Essex.
Uh-huh.
What do you know about Essex? Is there a lot of, like...
Essex is not far from here.
No?
Essex is, yeah, I know some people in Essex.
Yeah, good deal. Well, hey, maybe,
They have some pretty good badminton players, actually.
Okay, good.
Essex County.
Right, Essex County. Sounds like a nice agricultural area or something.
Full of chavs.
Chavs. I know what that is. Those are wiggers, we call them here. Okay. Hang on, folks. John Thatcher coming up in the mouth. Everyone, be good. Ready to play it, then.
This one is fun.
Play that.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah, crazy well, joy. Just like Uniblab. Robotic.
Yes? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Thatcher?
Yeah?
Yeah, how are you, mate?
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a bit late. I'm sorry. Have you been sleeping?
I was fast asleep. It's 20 past four.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, maybe. I wouldn't usually do this, right? But I live at number 61. We're on the same road.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, somebody just posted a letter through my door and started ringing the bell really loud. And I picked up, it says you've got to call me immediately, some kind of emergency. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm fast asleep. I certainly haven't called.
Oh, my good lord, is something on fire?
Is what?
Is something on fire?
No.
Oh. Well, what's the letter about then? Can you explain that to me? Because I was obviously asleep as well myself, and you know.
I've no idea. Absolutely.
I'm very
idea.
Concerned. Are you sure everything's all right? Do I need to
yes.
come over?
No. There's nothing wrong at all.
Should I call an ambulance for you?
I don't need anything.
Oh. What about a doctor?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Should I call the doctor?
What for?
It's an emergency, isn't it? There's something wrong.
There is nothing wrong here.
Well, this letter says you must call immediately. There's an emergency.
What, to this number?
Yeah, to 75, yeah.
No, there's something wrong.
Yeah, there is something wrong, is there? My good
no.
lord, what's
there
happening? Should I call
wrong.
The police immediately?
No, do not do anything.
I'll be calling the police. I'll send you the police. Is there somebody there with a gun at your head telling you to tell me that everything's
no,
all right?
No. I was fast asleep.
Oh, good lord, I think there's somebody there. I'm going to... If you push a number on the phone now, just to let me know that there's somebody there, I'll call the police immediately.
No, there is nobody here at all. Nothing
there
at all.
Is, all right. I'll call the police immediately
no,
and
do
send
not
you
call
a doctor.
No, what? I don't need a doctor, I don't need police.
Shall I get you an admission to the mental clinic?
No, look, this is getting silly.
Have you ever
problem.
Put salt on a slug?
I've done what?
Have you ever put salt on a slug?
Whatever for?
Well, because it's funny. It makes the slag go all funny. It fizzes up, you know, chemical reaction and such, eh?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you fancy a bum, old boy?
I think it's the fancy a bum. I had to sneak that in. That's good, that's good, that's good.
Very nice, yeah.
Oh my god, that was funny. Good work, Jen. That was a good one.
Cheers. I put a strain on my voice. I haven't done that in a while.
The guy, it's okay, you can tell me. You must have a gun to your head.
I need to just get no.
Oh god. All right. Let's see. We got a number here. Lonesome Loser sent in for Michelle Williams. The brother is very defensive, so if you say anything about Michelle, he'll get pissed.
That's the UK.
And Jim Thorpe, PA. No, this isn't. There's a town named after Jim Thorpe. He's a football player here, and American football, I mean.
Okay.
And he didn't die that long ago. I thought he was alive recently. I thought. I don't know. Anyway, I'll start that one out.
You know what, Carlito, JT Thorpe is working over at the plant.
How do you want to speak to his brother?
Yeah, we'll see if we get the brother on the line here. I want to thank everyone who's listening. People enjoyed that over at Syndicate Radio, and as well as in the Madhouse site as well. Everyone's enjoying. We're having a pretty good...
Everyone is enjoying.
Saigon is making a note, which is good. In New York, they wouldn't even pick up. They'll just, you know, answer with profanities. Only the UK...
We love that.
Yeah, I know. Only the UK would they do something like that. Deathlock says we should call Southerners. Well, we'll see about that. We get some Southerners, we'll call them for sure. In the meantime, be sure to go to madhouselive.com. I might lose Syndicate here. I just got a... And this is not on my computer. This is not on the Vista computer. It's on the XP machine here. It just said Internet Explorer has encountered a problem and needs to close. So let me... I just lost Syndicate's feed.
Oh, my.
Oh my.
It's been, good heavens.
Good heavens, dear. It's a good thing we have backups. Like, everything is all redundant here in this show these days. So no one failure in the Jenga puzzle will actually topple the whole thing. Lucky for us. You ever played Jenga there, Jen Stewart, or do you
I played Jenga. I used to love Jenga. I didn't really love it. I used to play with cards. You know cards?
Yeah, sure, cards.
Yeah, good, because I can do some pretty neat tricks with a deck of cards.
Really? Can you do... I want to learn how to shuffle a deck of cards like a pro.
I can do a one-hand riffle. With both hands,
good.
Actually.
Yeah, good deal. With both. Yeah, Milkman, you're echoing. I'm putting you on mute. I want to learn to do the... There's one where you can flip it, you know, where you make him go up in the air and come back down. You know the one I'm talking about?
No, I can't do that. That's difficult. It takes a long time to practice. The best one I can do is to, one-hand ripple shuffle.
One-hand ripple shuffle. That's good. You know, hey, you come here to the States, man, get in a casino.
Yeah.
All you need to do...
Probably think I can count cards or something.
Okay, well, no. The dealer stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, become a dealer.
Become a dealer, yeah.
Oh, it's a car dealer.
I'd probably end up cheating there, you know. I'd probably just pull cards off the bottom of the deck.
You have to have some type of self-control there, Jen Stewart, man. Come on. Jen. Hey, I want to make sure everyone who's listening now, be sure to visit jenstewart.com.
Yeah, jenstewart.com.
You got a lot of stuff over there. Make sure everyone to check that out.
Yeah, there'll be a big update this weekend. Not a lot of pranks, but I want to make everybody aware of what's happening because I haven't done anything in over a month now. And,
okay.
I just haven't really had the time, but it's coming, it's coming.
It's coming, it's coming. All right.
It's coming, it's coming.
Okay, I think we have Syndicate back on our scope, so we'll see if we can get some maintenance here. Get this to maintain itself.
We haven't got anyone to coup. Maybe we can get Michelle's brother to coup.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, I'm ready to do that call now that I fixed the video feed.
I'll tell you what, I'll donate you a fiver if you can make him coup.
A fiver. Okay, we'll see. Coup. See, I don't know.
You have to really go like that.
Like what kind of cooing? Like a baby cooing or like an owl?
Like an owl.
I like that. That's hot.
That'd be fucking funny.
There we go. Reminds me of my days in band camp. All right, Michelle Williams, let's stop dawdling here, Jen. This song again. That song again. That song again. What's going on?
I
know you can't. You can, but listen, Beastie Boys.
You're starting this, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, is Michelle there?
No, who's this?
This is Walter. I was hoping to be able to talk to... Do you sound like... Is this not Michelle? Are you sure you sound like a lady?
This is her mother.
Oh, how you doing?
Who are you?
I'm Valente. Valente, I've heard a lot about you, Mrs. Williams. Does she take after you much?
I don't know who you are.
This is Valente, my friend of Michelle's.
Yeah.
I was hoping to talk to her. Is she not around?
No, she's in Jersey.
Doing what?
She's with her husband.
Oh, yeah, well, we've been kind of talking, and she had called me from this number before. I just thought I'd call. You're not going to tell him about her, right?
No.
Oh, man. I think I really messed up here. See, me and my partner, we hang out with Michelle occasionally, and he doesn't know about it, of course, but, you know, please don't ruin it. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful marriage that they have together, but, you know, when something's lacking, you go with the heart, you know? Does she take after you at all?
Yeah.
Because I tell you, your daughter has the most supplest butt cheeks, and they're very warm. In the shower, they feel warm against my skin, and I rather like that. Would you describe your butt cheeks as warm, or do they have like a peach fuzz to them?
To place a call, press 1.
That's how you ruin a prank call.
But it was kind of good. I should have asked, but that would have been great.
Yeah.
That's what I get for quitting the Stern Show. But yeah, yeah. You were supposed to be my partner there, Jen, the British partner.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know when you were going to let me in. I couldn't just butt in and say, yeah, I'm the partner.
Yeah, well, you could. Yeah, I know. I was hoping to go somewhere else. Let's try. I would like to try to call one of these, like Jeffrey here. He's one of the escort people. You know, the people looking for an escort.
Right.
It'd be nice if you could break in as like a BBC News guy on an expose. You know what I'm saying?
A BBC News guy.
Yeah, just, you know, like a BBC News investigator, you know, and that tell them that they're on live on BBC Radio or something.
This is Jim Stewart from the BBC, and today we will be interviewing Jeffrey, who is live on the telephone.
Well, we're going to do our whole thing where, you know, I'm going to negotiate, and you're going to break in saying that you're actually on an expose for people who... go after prostitution in the United States or something like that.
That's not a bad idea. I love where you're going with that.
Okay, there we go. Let's see if he answers. That was a while ago. Let's give it a shot here, folks. Jeffrey, horny Jeffrey, who's looking for an escort named Mandy. Something about that, because an escort with the name Mandy that starts off with man. You can't have Mandy without man, Jim Stewart. What's up with that? Yeah.
Without man?
Think about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, Mandy. Right back.
Hi, you've reached Jeffrey. I can't make it to the phone right now, but if you'll leave me a brief message.
Okay, that didn't work. That was Jeffrey. I thought I was calling... Okay, that's right. Jeffrey, okay.
That was Jeffrey.
That was, okay. He was calling an escort named Mandy, and unfortunately did not answer, so...
Damn, that would have been brilliant, because that would have really... That could have worked.
Yeah, well, we got more. Don't worry, we got John. He's looking for a Kayla. It was an escort.
That already.
Not this one. This is a different one.
Are you sure? The first call you made when you said something about platinum.
That was Derek. We got several for the same company. We got two different companies that Lonesome has on. No worries. Okay, so we're gonna try John instead. Same idea here. He's in Dallas, and this is for Kayla from VIP Platinum. Let's try that again.
Okay.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
The fuck?
John Araki.
John Araki? What the hell is that? Araki my ass. All right, hey, I gotta take a break. I've been on the air for like over an hour now. My butt's sore. Go back to the computer, and then we'll have you call back after the break. Deal?
I'm in front of the computer, yeah, no problem.
Well, you know what I mean.
I want to give somebody else a chance as well. I don't want to steal the show from everybody, but it's like hardly ever that I come on.
Exactly.
I hope you guys are enjoying it.
We have to juice it up when you're here, man. We got to drink your milkshake up, right?
Yeah, drink my milkshake.
Long story. Hey, all right, well, go back on the microphone.
And,
I'm on.
All right, cool. Hang on.
I'll
call you
back in a minute.
All right, Jen.
Okay, that's Jen. He's going to be joining us back in the studio. There he is now. That was quick, Jen. You're a fast man. You're faster than five fast men.
I'm right in front of the
camera. Oh, fuck. How convenient, sir. Don't worry, folks. We have more prank calls to do tonight. We're not done yet.
Yeah.
NowLive.com is a little funny. It makes my IE crash. I guess so. And that keeps causing my my video feed to die. God damn it. Anyway, this is stick cam number for a stick cam show. Monkey Sex says. Well, hell, send it in. Send it in, dude. Yeah, let me know what the show is, too. The Live 105 show, apparently. Disturbs says, stop using Internet Explorer.
Carlito, I need a call. I don't know if you can play this call, but it's a very funny call. It was from the Howard Stern show, where he called up some black prostitute, and he kept making racial remarks, and there's something about... you can say nigga.
Oh, that's
about monkey sex and everything. I don't know if you have that. I really want to hear that.
That's Anger Man, right?
It's one of my favorites. I don't know if you can send that to me.
Anger Man calls Black Love. Yeah, I got it here.
Definitely on the Howard Stern show because you can hear Howard Stern in the background.
Hey,
you
send that to me. You're looking for hot, horny black women.
There you go.
Then you've reached the right number. If you want to get off on one of our ghetto girls, press one now.
Send it to me.
Hi, honey. How are you?
How are you, honey?
I'm good, sweetie.
My fine little orangutan bitch. How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
You know you want this white fucking cock?
Oh, I want that fucking white cock there. Come on, fuck me.
You know that I love you so much, you monkey bastard.
You love this little hot little monkey pussy, don't you? I want you to lick this hot monkey pussy.
Oh, monkey.
Big fucking monkey bitch ass. Come on. Come on, fucking give it to me. Stick that big fucking dick up in this big fucking monkey ass.
All I know is I want to take out this goddamn trousers.
Come on.
Stick it right in your ass, you nigga bastard.
Oh, God. You love my big fucking dick ass, don't you?
I want to tug on those dreads and have you lick my asshole.
You want me to lick your asshole?
You gotta lick me, you fucking coon.
Yeah.
You can just do some nice ball bag licking on me.
Fuck a little hot little nigga.
Doing monkey jungle love with you.
Oh, fuck. That's fuck a big ass white sock inside of me, monkey.
Nigga.
Oh, yeah, you want to be in me, honey? You want me to give you some nigga shit on your dick? Come on.
You black bitch, going wild, doing monkey jungle love with you.
Oh, honey, our time is up. You had to give us a call back.
There you go, Jen. You just already did. Check your email. You should have it any second now. You got it, man. You got it, man. You got it, man. All right. So anyway, what we were saying, we got more, tons of more numbers, tons of more pranks we're going to be doing tonight here. Don't worry. We're just going to take a break here for a little bit. When we come back, we got, what do we got here, Milkman? Where's the list? And change the song, please. There we go. That's more like it. It's time for break. Break music. Anyway. Coming up after the break, we have Eliz Pringle, Maria Gillen. We've got a few more people looking for escorts. We only had one success with those tonight. We've got an Indian restaurant here as well coming in. And all your requests. If you have any prank calls that we've done in the past you want to hear, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to play them for you, just like we did for Jen. You can call us also, toll free, 1-888-278-8509. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Going to be back in about 5 minutes. And, yeah, thanks everybody for kicking ass, man. I love doing this show. I'm going to be sad to let this show go if indeed I do follow through and let it go. You know what I mean? Hopefully we don't get to that point. And yeah. So, I'm stalling for time as I try to set up my break. There we go. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. It's 11:42 p.m. Thursday, May the 15th. Eastern Standard Time, that is. 11:42. Back in about 5. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Radio will be back right after this.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Run, run, DMT. For you.
Champagne. Hey everybody, Madhouse Radio has returned. Back from the break. Ready for some more talk, more prank calls, more fun. A lot of old school music here tonight. Nothing wrong with that. We lost the video feed on Syndicate. It may be coming back, I'm not sure. But audio is working at least so you guys can hear. This is a radio show, but having a little snafu or so here with the Syndicate radio room. It's just now live. I got to get set up there for it properly. Didn't have a chance to do that. If you want to call in toll free again, the line is open. It is 1-888-278-8509. Again, toll free here tonight. Anywhere in the United States, 1-888-278-8509. Here with me tonight, of course, is Milkman, Jin Stewart, Baz, Brandon Vegas, and the Tuck Man, Big Tug, in the house. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're all right.
Lego says I keep cutting out.
Fun, man.
Good deal, man. Lego says I'm cutting out. Confirm that, folks. I mean, is my video feed cutting out? Is my audio cutting out? What's the deal? Give me some more info on that, Dr. Lego. Give me something to work with here. Dr. Coop.
You sound right to me.
Dr. C. Everett Coop. Oh, dude, I got to talk about some stuff. Guess what I found out today?
You're a little choppy, but I got a shitty connection.
Guess what I found out today? So, you know I'm getting married, Jen. You know about this, Chuck. Everyone.
Yeah, of course I know that.
Yeah, you know, you're still going to try to make it? You think it's possible you're going to make it, man?
You know what? When you send me that invite, then I will be there.
Woo! You'll make it so good. Of course, Milkman's he's in the wedding. He's actually part of the wedding party, the bridal party. Tuck said he might make it up there. Brandon Vegas might try to make it up there. We're going to have a big show that week. What probably will be the final Madhouse show will be that week. That's 1 year and one year and 2 weeks away. Wow, man, we're almost at the 1 year countdown.
Where is my invite? Fucking hell!
All invites don't go out for the wedding until 6 months before, brother, man. That's his tradition. The save the date. We'll get you the save the date one. Yeah, dude, I'm going all out for this bachelor party. I'm going to try. Lego said he's coming. He's going to be bringing in some gear, stuff like that for us to be able to broadcast. I'm hoping that his band will be able to perform. Yeah. Yeah, Sean Ward said he's going to be coming. Also, maybe he'll perform too live. You know, we might have like some musical numbers. That'd be crazy. I was thinking about actually getting a mariachi band, like renting out a mariachi band and having them play during the show. Like that'd be kind of cool. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll come because I think it would be good for everybody to get together just for one time.
Mariachi band in Philly.
Yeah, in Philly. We're probably going to be going to the UK, going to a strip club. We might go to a gentleman's establishment, as we call them here.
Yeah, that's right.
Hell yeah, there we go.
I'm not going to be drinking or smoking or anything, but okay.
You don't have to drink or smoke. You can be cool and not do that as long as you're there. And that goes for anybody else. I know DTT wants to come, but he's worried about, you know, because he's Muslim and they've got strict Sharia laws.
About immigration, man. You come there and then suddenly somebody tell him, you know, you cannot be here, man. You are Indian. You got to go back to India.
That's right. Well, anyway, so here's what I found out. You know, we're getting married in the Greek Orthodox Church, and I'm not Greek Orthodox. I was raised Roman Catholic. I'm a non-practicing, non-denominational Christian. I'm more agnostic kind of these days than anything. But of course, you know, we're going the traditional route. Nice big Greek wedding.
Denial.
Greek church.
That's not good, is it?
Yeah, I'm in denial that it's all a fairy tale. That's what it is. Is that what you're trying to say, Jen? Hey, so here's the deal.
That's not good, man.
Here's the deal. We're getting married in Pennsylvania in the Greek church. There's one Greek church here in Orlando. In the Orlando area. There's not a lot of Greeks here, but they have a church.
You know, it's bad luck to get married and have doubt in God at the same time.
Oh, God. Here we go. Am I going to get excommunicated now, Cardinal Jin? What's going to happen?
I'm just saying.
Jin Stewart, here's how I feel about it, my good man. I believe that anything that comes from the Catholic or the Holy See or the Vatican or whatever you want to call it is an interpretation by man. And nothing can be held, it cannot be held any more reliable than that, good sir, because only God is the person who makes the final
word.
Don't
worry about a front for Christianity. Forget about that. As long as you follow Jesus Christ, you don't have to go to a fucking church and be under the priest and all that shit. That's just a front, you know. As long as you believe in the ultimate, then don't worry about the fucking Vatican.
I believe in Jesus, God, you know, the Son of our God, you know, creator.
The Pope is nothing but a big pimp. All I give a fuck is just a front for the organization, you know. As long as you believe in God, you don't have to fucking follow
it. That's all you have to do. Anyway, here's the deal. Here's what I'm getting at, okay? We need to go through marriage counseling before we can get permission to get married. So, if you know...
Marriage counseling?
Yeah, you're supposed to, you know, and the Catholic Church does this too. You're supposed to meet with a priest, and then you go through a few counseling sessions and stuff like that. The Greek Orthodox Church follows the same thing. So Athena gets on the phone today, and she calls the Greek. We do not go to church. We're not church people. We are believing in God and all that, but we just don't go to church. We're not that kind of people. I have my reservations about organized religion. So Athena calls and says, "Hi, you know, me and my fiance are getting married next May, and we're calling early because we're thinking about, you know, getting the counseling portion out of the way. We'd like to know what we could do so we can meet with the priest, you know, Father Malakas or whatever the hell. You know, all those Greeks are like Malakalakis, Nicholas, Nick, Malakas, Petrakis, stuff like that. Anyway, Stephanopoulos. So they go like, oh, sure, he said, no problem. You can meet with the priest. You have to be a member of the church in good standing for 3 months. And immediately I'm like, in good standing, that's a term that I hear used at a bank or, I don't know, a credit agency, in good standing. And I ask Athena, my dear, can you please elaborate a little bit on what it means to be a member of the church in good standing as opposed to maybe a member of the church in arrears or a delinquent? And she says, well, we have to be on record on the church as having made donations either weekly or monthly for at least 3 months before we can meet with the priest. I'm like, wow, dude. So you mean I can't meet with the priest until I give your church money for 3 months? That's fucked up.
Priest is a busy guy. He has an appointment and you have to wait on the waiting list. What kind of fucking priest bullshit's that?
Yeah, what is that about? You got to pay to get your...
That's weird, yeah.
I'm like, dude, that is a total turn. You know, that reasons like that... You know what I'm really worried about, dude? Things like that happen that I've witnessed, and I come from a very religious family. My mother is heavily involved in the Catholic Church. She's at the church 5 out of 7 days of the week. She's in charge of the liturgy. She runs the choir at the church. And she, you know, I have personal, you know, friends of the family are Catholic priests and people like that. Okay. And I'm I don't live like that anymore. I don't live that type of lifestyle. She does. But dude, how is it possible that you have to pay before you can get married? Like, you literally have to, you know, you got to give us some bread is what they're saying. For 3 months before the priest will even see me, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Shit like that is what pisses me off about organized religion. And I'm liable to go into the damn counseling session and just go off on my views on how organized religion is bullshit. You know, it's not that I don't believe in God or Jesus or Christianity. I believe in that, but I don't think any of these fucking religions have it right. None of them. From the Catholics on down to the Lutherans to the Episcopalians to the Mormons to whatever the hell else there is, I don't think any of them know what the fuck they're talking about. I don't need people telling me, you know, how I got to view my relationship with God. I got to pay money to meet with a priest, so that I got to pretend to be, you know, a good Christian for at least 3 months if I'm going to get married. I got to go to church. I, Carlito, have to go to church. I'm just saying, I don't want to go to church at all. I don't feel it, man. I don't feel God. I don't feel it at all. It's just all, everyone's just going through this big song and dance.
That's brilliant, man. I love this.
Well, no, I don't know if you're being sincere, Jen, but here's another thing.
Being on the waiting list just to hear a priest is bullshit.
I'm not kidding you.
The religious figure of a church should be hands-on at any given moment. Maybe it's a big city. Maybe it's me, small town Mayberry, talking about big city shit. But where I come from, the religious leader of the church should be hands-on at any given moment. That's what he does. That's what he's there for. He's not just to be taking appointments. To take an appointment like some big businessman with all the money and stuff. I'm so busy to bless this child. Pencil me in on Tuesday, maybe.
Pull my finger, will you, baby?
Milkman,
pull my finger.
Milkman, I gotta apologize. You're on mute. Whatever you were saying
that
was cracking,
finger, little boy.
Whatever you said that cracked Jen Stewart up like that, we missed
it. That was fucking funny as shit.
What was he doing?
I thought, no, Carlito, you were talking, and you kept. I don't know. I couldn't hear because Milkman kept saying Carlito. Every 2 minutes, it was Carlito, and he just carried on. I thought you could hear him. It was so fucking funny.
That's funny, Carlito. You know, I just start talking to Carlito. Oh, Milkman, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ignore you,
Carlito.
Poppy.
Carlito. Shit. That was funny shit.
I'm sorry, dude. I forgot I put you on mute because you had that echo a second ago. My bad, my friend. Anyway, so you know what I'm getting at. I got to go through Ticketmaster in order to get a hold of the priest or something, man. I mean, that's bullshit. I got no choice.
You know what? I got a recommendation for you.
What's that?
I got a recommendation for
you. Join the Universalist Church?
You got to call Father McQuarters.
Oh.
No, call Father McQuarters and get his views on this subject.
Well, here's my other problem. I have to go to the Greek Orthodox Church, right? I'm not going to understand this service at all. They're going to be talking Greek stuff. It's a Greek service. I don't understand that.
Obligata.
When am I supposed to get out of that? I don't understand. It's like, you know, it sounds like Muslim
that
praying.
More like
Milkman.
Why don't we have our friend, the numbers hitman, look up a priest and let's see if we can maybe talk to them about this and, you know, invent your issues on him and see what his holy response would be.
His holy
see
response.
If we can get him to coo on the phone.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. We're supposed to have a lot of cooing today on the phone. I forgot about that. We gotta do some pranks here, guys. We gotta get back on track. But that's my gripe about getting married and now I gotta be all religious and stuff. What the hell is, man? I gotta pay money.
Muslim loser, find some numbers to like a priest or a Catholic helpline or something
so
like that. Let's see if we can
on,
yeah, we
it's gotta be
Greek
Orthodox. That would basically what it boils down to.
Yeah, I've got a lot of suggestions here. Anyway, so let me go.
I got to hear this show, dude.
let me go ahead and then run by you guys here real quick the different numbers we got here that just came in from Lonesome Loser. Thank you, sir. Joel S. Pollack, or Polak, in Beverly Hills. Big Johnson Highway and Gas. Simon Young is in Kent, England. Great Britain, Great Mart in Guam. TGI Fridays, Chuck's Steakhouse and Pub, and the House of Chin Fei. Those are all in the island of Guam in the Pacific, where I believe it's tomorrow afternoon already. Lucky bastards. They're almost done with the day. It's almost Saturday over there, you know, they're almost out of work. I still gotta get up. Fuck me. Alright, let's do some more prank calls and get out of here, guys, because I gotta get some sleep. I should play some Phil Henry tonight. I played one last week. It was a good time. I might pick up any recommendations on that, guys. Let me know. Any, Tucker, Baz, or Brandon, any Phil Henry bits that you played in the past, you can play it.
Lonesome Loser can get you any pre-hotline numbers, man.
He's working on it.
Resolved, man.
He's working on it. Anyway, we're going to call Guam.
All right. That's the man right there.
We're going to call Chuck's Steakhouse and Pub.
I'll call back in a minute.
In the Kent? Yeah.
We'll call the Kent guy.
Yeah, we'll have you do the Kent. Well, let me do this one in Guam here real quick.
Father McQuarters.
And then after that,
yeah,
we'll
do it last, and then I'll call in the last thing, and then we can go.
And then we'll wrap things up. Okay, cool. All right, folks. Anyway, as I'm
saying, Charlie call.
Just a moment for the next prank call tonight, everybody. Thank you for standing by.
My one, don't hurry, we don't chat.
Oh, you and your Indian Bhagwan, Indian style.
Uh-huh.
Now let's walk, English style.
Chucks.
Hello.
Hey, Chucky, how you doing, buddy? Hey.
We're good.
How the steaks holding up, sir? Sir.
What do you want to do?
I'm talking steak business, sir. I got some meats.
Some what?
Meats. You got meats over there?
Hold on.
Oh, shit. No one American anymore? Everyone's all British and Asian. He just said the F word.
Hello?
Did he say the F word?
Yes.
Did he? He said the F word?
Who?
That guy. I asked you, did he say the F word to me, and you said yes.
Oh, no.
He doesn't
understand you.
My goodness. Well, let me tell you, I don't know where you got your degree in business. But you don't go around saying the F word to people like that.
No, sir, you didn't say that.
Well, he should apologize to me. I want you to put him on the phone and say he's sorry.
Hello?
Sir?
What did I say?
I'm waiting for my apology for what you said on the phone to me. I'm a Orthodox...
What did I tell you?
You said the F word.
No, put the word in my mouth. I know what I said.
Oh, you said it again. Don't put fucking word in my mouth?
I said, hold on, because I didn't understand you.
Well, I don't understand you.
That's why I gave it to the lady.
Well, that's why I said, okay, and then you said the F word.
What?
You said the F word when you gave her the phone, and then I asked her, did he say
that? Why did I say that to you? I don't even know you.
She's the one that said that you said it. She said yes, that you said it. You tell me you're...
Hey, Maddie,
I don't know who you talking to, but I mean, who I talk to, but I didn't say
listen,
anything like that.
Listen, brother.
Okay?
There's a saying that the customer is always right. So you be a man and you say, I, say after me, I.
Hello, sir?
You say after me.
The only thing you say all the time because I don't understand you. That's why you gave me the phone. That's all you say, he told you.
Look, I want him to say after me, I am sorry. Come on.
He didn't say anything.
Oh, he's not sorry. He's not sorry he said F to me. Is that how it is? Is that how you people are?
No,
You people. Wow. Shame on you, lady.
I asked him, and he said the only thing, he said, hold on, because I don't understand what you're saying. Let me give it. That's why he said he gave it to me.
Let me.
And he said he doesn't understand you.
Why don't you go get his papers real quick?
Anyway, were you trying to talk to?
Does he have papers?
One moment, please.
Okay. Change his deep end.
Is he Spanish?
I don't know.
Say something swearing in Spanish.
No, he's Asian.
Maricón. You think so? I think he's Spanish.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can I help you?
Well, I'm waiting for an apology from the Asian man.
What happened?
He said the F word. I'm ready to make, you know, an order, but... He said the F word, and then the lady, I asked her, did he say the F word, and she said yes. And I'm in shock. I'm in shock, sir.
I'm the manager here. I'm not sure what happened, but I'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay, what is your name, manager?
His name was Henry, I believe, and I can't understand half of what he says when I'm talking directly to him.
Wow.
I can't speak to them real clear, but...
Wow. Wow.
I would be surprised that he was cursing at you over the phone.
Well, how would you know if he...
I'm trying to take an order, but I'll get to the bottom of it.
How would you know if he's not, you know, if he can't understand? He might be cussing. All right, I want you to say after me, I the manager. Say it.
Excuse me?
I need you to say after me, I the manager.
I the manager.
Am sorry.
Listen, sir, if he would disrespect you on the phone, I am sorry.
Okay, well, you know how long I've been waiting for an apology? I'm the customer, and I'm always right.
Well, I gave you one, and I would have given you one a lot sooner had I known anything about this.
Okay.
But I just now walked up, and the situation was occurring, and I'll still get to the bottom of it.
I guess you're a little slow. That's understandable. Let me ask you a question. Does he have all his papers?
I'm sorry?
Do you have all his papers?
Do I have all his papers?
Yes.
Well, sir, he's been here since this building was built. He's probably been here longer than any of us. But, yeah, he's here illegal. He just, he doesn't have a, his English isn't perfect.
Is that a concrete building? I mean...
Well, about every building on Guam would be concrete.
I don't like this place. It stinks, man. The ocean smells like a whore out here.
Yeah, how long you been here?
Like 2 days, man. I got stuck here. Stupid job.
Oh, my God. Well, I've been here about 8 years, and it takes a while for it to grow on you. And just give it some time, it'll probably, the impression might change.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got undocumented workers answering the phone machine.
Well, he's definitely from Guam, but...
Well, have you checked his documents, his papers, man? I mean, how do you know?
Yeah, he's from Guam, no doubt. But I apologize for your trouble, and it's kind of early for you to be here having a problem like that already. Is there something, did you want to place an order, or?
Yeah, but I mean, do you ever see the movie The Last Samurai?
Well, I don't watch many movies. They tend to put me to sleep.
Really? What about Gilligan's Island?
That one I know.
Okay, you remember that time that Asian guy parachuted down, and he thought that World War II was still happening? And they had to fight him. They put him in the cage. And then Gladys, the monkey.
I don't really remember that.
You remember that one?
Vaguely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you got to worry about these things, you know? Asian people, yellow fever, the yellow tide.
Well, the thing about this is the local people here aren't really Asian. They're called Micronesian. And there is a difference.
Hey, look, look, to me, there's two A's, an S, an I, and an N in it, and it's an island. They're all Asian, dude. We, you know, one by one.
You'll learn once you've been here for a while. They are a little different than Japanese, Chinese,
Cantonese,
that type of Asian.
Dirty-nese.
The Micronesian.
Do you know there's more of them than there is of us?
Well, you mean on Guam?
Everywhere.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, there's more Asians than there are Americans anymore.
Well,
it's a sad, sad state of affair.
Are you military?
No, not anymore. You know, I ended up joining Blackwater. Got kicked out of the military. Had a hangnail. And
what's the Blackwater?
Blackwater were a contractor, civilian contractor.
Oh, I see. Are you here? You're working on probably the military contract and stuff, right?
You know, actually, I do little work. I got in a little racket. We collect a check, and all we do is we we put up a little fence here and there. Huh?
Are they hiring?
You have to have some type of military experience.
Ah, I see.
And you actually, to get in, you have to suck a dick, you know? And it's not that bad.
That might be kind of hard. I don't know if I could qualify.
There's a natural...
And the work doesn't sound bad.
There's a natural gag reflex that we all have. And it's it's just a matter of getting over that gag reflex. My physician, Dr. Lego, taught me how to do it.
Well?
Mm-hmm. Then I go, the second you feel that gag, you breathe in, and you go, and you let it go right through.
I'm starting to gag just at the thought.
It's a beautiful act, sir, between two men. It's just not, and there's nothing gay about it. It's, you know, here in an island like this, like Guam, there's more men than there is women, and we need to do what we need to do to, you know, it's no big deal.
Well, I understand that. I certainly don't hold it against you. But, I'm sorry, what was your name?
Valente.
Valente?
Yeah.
I hate to leave the conversation abruptly, but I was actually in a meeting when I walked out of it and walked out of the situation.
Big meeting! Big steakhouse meeting! Yeah, 10 cents off the steak! Big meeting!
Anyway... I apologize for what happened to you, and stop by and have a meal sometime.
Mierda is what I said. Mierda. You know what that means?
No.
It means shit. That's what it means. And you know what? I'm not going to apologize for not saying it. I'm not going to apologize for saying it.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call,
press 2.
Big meeting.
I got an issue. I got to take care of something. I got to play a song real quick here, folks. Going to be back in about 2 minutes. I'm very sorry. Something just came up. Hey, perfect timing. Set right back down.
Probably those spy music.
You guys miss me? I miss anything? The talented Mr. Ripley. What music is this playing? Talented Mr. Ripley, this is Dan the Automator. He made a instrumental album, two of them. This one's called Bombay the Hard Way. It's remixes of old, what are those movies called? Bollywood movies, stuff like that. I play it in the background sometimes, you know, and I listen to it, you know, on my way to work. Sometimes on Fridays I'll listen to some of this music, usually when I'm a little inebriated. Stuff like that, you know.
I'm from Delhi.
It's good stuff. Check it out if you want. Dan the Automator, Bombay the Hard Way. And there's the second one, album too. I forgot the name of it. You're going to have to figure it out on your own. Go to Wikipedia, look up Dan the Automator, you'll figure it out. I think I might have to end the show. There's something going on at the unit next to ours, and it's getting a little hot. I think we're going to have to end the show a little early. Well, not early, but I'm saying we're going to have to cut it off. Sooner than we thought. Let's try to do one quick last prank call.
Let me call in.
Call in.
Yeah,
call in and we'll do Simon Young. Let me send you the details here. This is in Kent. There you go. Sent, sir. Sent. See, Zolar is checking out.
Right,
Zolar will.
It tells me it's not free of charge. Bloody day.
Zolar will be on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monkey Sex, yeah. Where'd you send me the number? I don't have any private messages with the number. Send it again, Monkey. Send it, Monkey Man, Monkey Sexman.
Number's busy.
There's no one on the line. Line's clear.
Well, it might be disconnected. It just goes beep.
Oh, you're calling the toll-free line? Maybe I shut it off an accident. I don't know. Let me check that out.
Hello.
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 Are you our daily friend?
Yes.
Unmanned from phone number 770021.
Yeah, I know.
This is $50,000.
770021. Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck.
All right, Jen, I'm fixing it now. It'll be up in a second, just stand by. Don't do nothing. Okay, so we got this number here. Got it. All right, Monkey Six, I'll call it before I head out for the night. I'll call the guy on stick and the black guy playing rap music. It's always fun. We're going to be calling Kent in England here coming up next. Lonesome Loser sent in a number for Jim Stewart to call. We got those religious numbers here. Also, Milkman, I might try to do one. We got some Catholic churches. Our Lady of Assumption. A guy answered. Wow, that's late for them. They're partying tonight. Well, the rectory, that's where the priest lives. Jin, you're good to go. Go ahead and call, man. CBS is buying CNET Networks. Kokini sent that in a little earlier. I heard about that. CBS has been buying up a lot of internet-related stuff lately. Let me know if that works for you, Jin Stewart.
Yeah, it's bad. It seems to be working.
There we go.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Are you ready for Kent?
Yeah, I'm ready for Kent. Just don't think of the number you sent me.
Alright.
Simon.
That's the one.
Simon.
Alright. Hang on, folks. Kent.
I'm going to care. Give me a pie.
What do you know? Are there a lot of chavs or shavs in Kent? What's Kent's status like?
Shit, I don't know anything about Kent. I mean, I think there's chavs all over this country, so I'm sure there's a lot in Kent, too.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we'll figure it out.
Surprise me, anyway.
Well, Wikipedia Kent. You know who's good at that stuff is Baz sometimes is good at that stuff.
I love Wikipedia.
Baz, or Milkman, Wikipedia, real quick, whoever wins, gets it first, gets a gold star. Kent, England,
Kent
give us
is,
a...
Has Dover, has the connection directly to Calais. So when you go to Kent, you can go to Dover, you can go Dover to
yes.
Calais with the ferry and the underground.
Dover,
the,
yes.
Eurotunnel and everything.
Dover is where I was going to take the European cruise. It was going to head out of Dover, actually.
Yeah, Dover's in Kent.
In Kent. Okay, well, there's some information. Cool. All right, well... Maybe we'll get some more clarification later. All right, anyway, in the meantime, we're calling Simon Young in Kent. Hang on, folks.
Hello, Simon?
Oh, Deathlock's in Kent.
Hello?
Hello, Simon?
Yes, who's speaking?
It's Jin. Dave said you would give me a lift to work today.
Okay, just a minute.
Sorry?
Just wait a minute.
All right.
Let me go see if it's still here. Yeah?
All right.
5:27 a.m. in the UK, where we're calling now, on the mouth.
Simon? I'm somebody from your work.
Oh, shit.
Jim, so you will give him a lift.
Hello? Hello, Simon?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jim, man. Dave said you'd give me a lift to work today. Yeah, I'm supposed to be starting work today, man.
Are you sure you got the right number, pal?
Yeah, Simon, yeah? You're at number
Simon
50,
what?
You're at number
What's
50.
My name?
Simon Young, yeah?
Jim?
Yeah, Jim, yeah. I'm supposed to be starting today, yeah? You're at number 50, innit?
I'm not telling you anything, pal.
I'm at number 41.
I don't know anything about this.
I'm number 41. Dave gave me your number, said I should call you. You can give me a lift to work, innit?
Dave,
he said,
Simon
to the pieman, he said.
I don't know who you are, Sunshine, but I tell you what, if I find your fucking number, I'm going to have your head off.
Oh,
you understand
me? Why are you swearing, fucking bloody, eh?
What are you saying to me, Sunshine? I don't know who you are.
I'm Jim. Dave gave me your number, innit? He said,
Dave.
He said, call
Do Simon. Do I know Dave?
Said,
I don't know a Dave.
Yeah. I don't know
and,
Dave.
Simon
Dave
the
gave me your number,
Sunshine.
Man. Why are you
After
laughing?
After 5 o'clock in the morning...
Yeah.
If I've got your number on this telephone, I'll tell you what,
yeah.
I'm going to be on the phone to you tomorrow morning at 1 a.m.
Fucking bloody idiot. Fucking, eh?
I don't know who you are.
I'm Jin, I told you, man. Simple Simon. Said Simple Simon to the pieman going to the fair, you know?
Who set you up for this, then?
Dave gave me your number, I told you, man. He said he would take me to work. I'm supposed to be starting today, man, you know? Are you taking
you
me
thing.
Or not? I'll be outside
this
your house.
Happens to be from Ian. Yeah.
Ian?
Tell him from me.
Yeah. Ian told Dave, and Dave told me, so I call you.
You're a funny man, aren't you, Sunshine? You're a funny man.
Sorry, Sunshine, what'd you say?
Bye-bye. Phone me again, I'll call the police on you.
All right, Moonshine, I'll call you in a minute.
What's with the sunshine
call
thing?
Call it back.
What is sunshine all about? What the fuck is that?
It's slang. A lot of people say that over here. If you like, if you're talking to a kid or something.
Oh,
you know,
my.
Like, sunshine, how are you?
Yeah.
Like that.
Deathlock says that Dover is like, Kent is the home of the Chavs, he says. It's nicknamed
the... I don't know if it's home of the Chavs. I'd probably say London was home of the Chavs. It depends where you go. You go south London, it's very posh, but you go northeast or something, northwest, you've got some...
Posh. Posh. And what's posh supposed to be? Like, well, we
posh,
could...
Posh, like, oh, yes, I've had a rather splendid cup of tea this morning. I think I'll have some SM to this evening. Yes.
Okay.
Ah,
that...
wonderful. SM.
Fancy schmancy people.
Fancy schmancy. He says he thinks he's posh. Anyway, okay, let's call him back on the end.
Call him back.
Take him up on his bet. He thinks we won't call him back. We'll show him. That posh bastard. Hang on, folks. We're doing it again. Doing it again.
Uh-huh. That's
right. Hey, what did you want me to Wikipedia about Ken?
Yeah, go ahead. What do you know?
No, what did you need to know about that?
No, in general, like what are the exporter? I mean, what's the whole, you know, what does it say? The highlights of Kent itself. What's it known for, or history, or something? Anything?
I'll,
it's a still work in progress.
Yeah, let me read this. I'll check back with you after the call.
Alright, do that. Cool.
Come on, Simon. Well, this is not happening. Let me try it again. I think they just took it off the hook. It's not even ringing through.
It's not ringing?
No, not at all.
Fuck.
We'll try it at the end. We'll try it at the end again, alright?
Alright.
Yeah.
Do you want me to call back or what?
Losing my headphones here. No, stay in line here. I'm going to wrap it up soon. If you want to do another personal person, I got Raymond Weston.
Excuse me, is this happen to be Skype or something like that? Are you on a conference call?
We're busted.
Yeah. Simon, how are you, man?
Simon. Who are you? Give me
you're
your
on
name.
A conference with five people. Yeah, it's Jin, man. Are you all right?
You're setting up an awful lot of work just to annoy
Simon,
one person at 5:30.
Hold on, Simon. I think somebody fucked your own mother, innit? Eh?
That's amazing. A conference call with two people setting up this.
Yeah.
How old are you? You sound
I'm
a lot older than, 14 then. Years old, which I think you probably are.
I'm 29 million and a half.
That's quite amazing. Absolutely amazing.
There's a fossil in my backside, you know that?
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I can't understand the actual reasoning behind this.
Simon says, put your hands on your head.
It's funny, isn't it? I wonder where you get the names from.
Yeah, I don't know.
Random
who called
or something
you Simon?
Like that? Or perhaps,
your mother's
idea? You phone me and I get charged for it or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, we charge you 50 millions. You know?
Yeah, right, okay.
And your car. I want your car, man. It's a nice car.
Sure you do, don't you? Yeah.
Can I have your car?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I tell you what, Simon.
Sorry?
I'm interested in your conversation you had before you actually knew I was on the phone.
Yeah, which one?
You're patching me through from somewhere else?
That wasn't me.
Sure
that was my weird friend, man. He's got big balls, you know that?
Very strange.
Personalities that
want to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Hey, but Simon. Simon, if you know what's good for you, you're just gonna forget about what happened.
Yeah, otherwise we'd call Ian.
So we've got an American and an Indian. It sounds like a joke. Is there an Irishman in this?
What are you talking about, India, man? You don't say India, man. I'm not from India. I'm from Bangladesh.
Oh, Pakistani.
No, I'm from Bangladesh. You know.
That makes it even worse.
Banglamato, you bloody, you.
So, what is the whole purpose of this? Any ideas?
Wake you up.
We were going to call you, and we were going to put salt on you.
Oh, right. Okay, that's nice.
You know? We're going to take you paintballing
this weekend. Is there any purpose to this conversation apart from you insulting
me? Hold on,
me?
Shut up while I'm talking, you bloody you. We're going to go paintballing this weekend.
Right, I'll tell you what, listen to me, okay? I've had
you
my
up,
fun with
bloody.
You, and you're obviously slightly deranged in having your fun with me.
No, no.
But you should realize
that... Can you take me to work today, man, Simon?
You...
You...
I'm not getting anywhere, yeah?
You, Sunshine, you.
Bye-bye. Try on the phone again, okay?
You moonshine, you fairy. Your money.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Simon? Simon? Simon?
Oh, he's still there.
No, no, I think I heard a click.
Because that's why I let that happen, because every once in a while we get busted like that. It's always the best.
That's fucking brilliant.
That guy. Oh, man. Wow.
He
was a good sport about it, though, at least. I threatened him, too.
Now, he'd get more pissed off if you called him repeatedly. My style is to kind of call him until they get so fucking pissed off that they're yelling at you down the phone.
That reminds me. It reminds me back, like 2 years ago, I was doing a show, and Lego and Zola were both online, conferenced, and we were prank calling this hobo RV camp place or something. And we got an answer machine. So I let it beep through, and we just start talking, like, yeah, you know, we talked for like 3 minutes straight about the dumbest. We were talking about, like, you know, Lego brings up, you know, what would you do if you were in public and you had to scratch your ass, and, you know. And we're just holding a conversation, the three of us talking, and all of a sudden we hear the beep go, beep, and like, oh, shit, you know, that guy's going to get like a 3-4 minute message of us as being stupid.
Talking about bullshit.
Yeah, so then it's like four in the morning. That same night, and my phone rings, and apparently I forgot to block my number when I called this guy.
Shit.
And he calls me this psycho-sounding redneck guy, and he's like, motherfucker, you call again here talking that shit, I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker, I got your name. He's like, that was his name.
You still have his number?
I'm sure I could dig it up, yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Then I gave it to Zolar the next day, because you know, the next day was Friday, you know, and, you know, I said, hey, Zolar, this is the guy that we called. We left him a voicemail. He called back and threatened to kill me. And so Zolar called him, and actually, like, he's like, I know you from the Howard Stern Show. The guy recognized him from the Stern Show, and they started, like, talking for, like, an hour. I had this, like, weird, wacky conversation, but... I wish I could get audio that man. I never recorded
it. Yeah, he must have been a fan of that kind of human.
I guess, yeah, but he called back all kinds of pissed off, and then when I tried to get Zola to call him back again, he was, like, all calm and cool about it. And I even tried to call him a few weeks later, and he was really cool about stuff. He didn't care, so.
All right.
Whatever, that's my story. True story, everybody, here on Madhouse Radio.
Good story.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, so, moving right along here, I would like to call a church.
You want to call a church?
Yeah, Our Lady of Assumption, the rectory, where the rectum is held, the rectum of Christ. They hold it there in the rectory. This is in Carmichael, California.
Uh-huh.
You hear that wheeze? I'm wheezing again. Man, I'm going to die like a 32. I'm such an overweight, diabetic American person. I'm going to die. No,
you know, well, hopefully you won't die before you get married.
Well, hopefully I won't die before the end of the show tonight. All right, let me try that here. Our Lady of Assumption Rectory. Let's see if they answer. One moment. Well, I still have to call that guy who's on stick cam also. Before I forget.
Okay.
Yes.
Crazy.
He disappeared. He's in the Madhouse Wikipedia. His whole story.
Right?
Yeah, go to the website.
You have reached Our Lady of the Assumption Church.
No one at that church. We'll try the next one here. This is going to be St. Columbus.
You must make an appointment.
Rectory. Hey, you must enter your credit card after the tone to speak with somebody on your religious emergency. Anyway, St. Columbus Rectory. This is in L.A. Close to Milkman.
Okay.
This is where Milkman goes to church. He receives Holy Communion there.
This is where you're going to start, and you're going to involve me at some point.
That's how it's going to happen. Good work, my friend. There you go.
Columbus, good evening.
Hi, good evening. In Christ, how are you, my child?
Sorry?
How are you, my child? How are you, sir?
I cannot hear, sorry. The line is very, very poor.
Who am I speaking with?
Sorry, you're the one ringing me, so I do not identify myself unless I know who I'm talking to.
This is Father McQuarters. How are you, sir?
Sorry?
Father McQuarters. I am Father McQuarters. How are you?
Oh, I beg your pardon. This is John Brannigan. Father Brannigan.
In Christ, how are you, my child? Brother.
Yeah, sorry?
How old are you, sir?
I cannot hear you. The line is very, very poor.
I'm calling from the airport, sir.
Sorry, I do not know who you are.
Well, I'm Father McQuarters. I'm coming in for the conference. I was wondering if I could possibly hold service this weekend with you.
There's a one-man parish here. There's nobody else.
Listen to me, damn it. I would like to come in and speak about my chair. I will hold Mass with you. We can preside together over the Eucharist, the consecration.
Sorry, no, this is not possible. I need an identification from the cardinal and all the rest of it. That is not possible to do.
I do have it. I have it on me, sir.
Hello.
This is not happening.
Sorry, man. I wanted to be like a little boy or something in the background.
that would have been good, but yeah.
That was funny as shit.
Yeah, his phone sucks. All right, I'm going to call him back. I'm going to call St. Martin Rectory.
Place a call, press 1. Right. Please enter your destination.
Do you want me to try the same thing again?
Yes, yes.
All
right. Let me open first, though.
Hi. I call my star.
I'm going to try to call the other guy back then. St. Columbus, the one we got through before.
All right.
We'll try him again. Hang on, everybody. And we still got to call that damn stick cam thing. I keep forgetting. Guy's like, I call him a bastard, but he's a priest. Probably not a good thing to do.
Probably not, nice.
Alright, let me try the hobo camp instead.
You are unavailable.
I found that number for that hobo camp.
Okay.
That one that I was talking about just a moment ago, I got that here. But, I did promise to call this damn stick cam show. Hang on. Let me get that here. Is that number? It was here somewhere. Had a pretty good show tonight, though, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, was it?
Not bad at all.
I got up early and came on. I have the day off today, so I'm, you know.
Damn. I lost the damn number again. Monkey sex, man. It goes by too fast on this Now Live. The private messages, it doesn't open in a separate window. It stays in the chat room under, like, a private. There we go. I found it now. There we go. He sent it in. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, here we go with that.
Matrix, VWR.
Hey, what's up, Matrix? How you doing, man? Yeah.
There you go. Call the Matrix. I went nowhere. Tried my best. Almost coughed a lung up in that process. I'm losing the gas.
That was fucking funny, that you have to admit.
It would have sounded funny with the voice changing.
To imagine the way they fucking, the expression on their face when they realize how fucking weird that is.
Yeah.
And then they just hang up, but it gets me every time.
Yeah, we'll see, we'll see. Okay, here's the last call of the night. Actually, here's another one. St. Adelaide Rectory. We got another church in the house. I didn't know Nunu was around. Nunu was here? Holy crap, look at that. Who knows? Baz, any report, Baz, on Kent, England? Did you compile your data?
Yeah, I did.
I have an idea for your.
Hold on, let me just pull it up here.
All right, sure. Baz is going to get that. Jin, hang on. I'm gonna dial the number. Then you.
Yeah.
You
hold on. I have an idea for that. Just before you dial it.
Okay. What's that? Go ahead, Jin.
All right. If you blame him that he's been abusing children or something, and then I'll come on as a little boy or something, say this is the guy that did it.
I'll tell him that I heard that there was some good action there or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and furthermore, quarters and I. Looking for a little bit, yeah, okay. Oh, man, I'm going, this is bad. All right, Baz, take it away with your report
very
on
bad.
Kent. All right, yeah. No,
okay. Well, it seems like Kent, England has quite a history of being combative, and it's been involved in quite a number of rebellions throughout history. And let's see here. They were involved in at least three or four different rebellions. Do you want some demographics?
Yeah, what are the demos there?
Yeah, okay, the demographics are the population of 1,579,206, 96.5% white.
Hang on.
2% Asian, bunch of others.
Hello?
Hello. Is this the father?
Yeah.
The father, how are you, sir?
Fine.
Good. I'm in need of some assistance and prayer. It's an urgent problem that's come over me. I had this feeling hit me all of a sudden. I was trying to go to sleep. I was in prayer, praying the rosary, and I was on the last Our Father. And it hit me, and it was almost like the presence of something is just hitting me, and I feel so down. I'm in so much pain, terrible pain, Father.
Okay.
Can you please pray with me?
Sure. Who are you?
This is Valente. I'm here. My son is around. He said I should probably give you a call. I was in the middle of prayer, and I started getting this pain in my chest. A horrible pain in my chest. It's almost like something, like an elephant sitting on my chest right now. I believe that some demon or something like that has taken a hold of my soul.
Okay. We can pray together. We start
Did
with
you just
a
say the F word?
Prayer, okay?
Okay, please.
In the name
pray.
Of the Father, and the Son, and
okay.
the Holy Spirit.
And the Son.
Our Father.
Yes.
Who art in heaven. That'll be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day.
Maricon.
Yeah.
Can you speak up, Father McQuarters?
Well.
Sir.
You say it now, our Father, together.
Padre.
Our Father.
Who
art in heaven.
Okay.
Hallowed be thy name.
Our Father.
Our Father.
And
who art in the heaven.
Thy kingdom come.
Hallowed are
thy will,
the name.
On earth.
Thy kingdom come.
As it is in heaven.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
There will be done.
As it is in heaven.
Jesus.
In heaven.
Give us that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Our daily chatter.
Give us
forgive
day.
Those who trespass on my lawn.
Oh.
As we forgive
yes.
those who don't leave the toilet seat down.
I don't know. What is
Father?
Who is on the line?
Where are we going with this?
I didn't understand that. What?
I don't know. How do you feel about stem cell research, sir?
Well, if it's wrong if they use...
How do you feel
issues.
About stem cell research?
Yes.
Can you speak up, sir?
Mucho loco.
You got to use those pipes, baby.
Jesus, we not microwave.
I got another question for you. Could Jesus microwave a burrito so hot that he himself could not eat it?
Okay. Why would he do it?
Of course he would. He's got to microwave the burrito. Well, could... Gee, he's hungry. He's smoking a little bit of the stuff, you know.
He wants to eat.
He wants to have a burrito. Everyone loves a burrito.
It is possible that he wants
a burrito
now. But the burrito
was so hot that he couldn't eat it.
Burrito, loco, maricón.
He doesn't have to eat.
Is it possible? I mean, it is possible, right?
Neither.
Oh, what would he eat? Beans? Oh, he ate when he was down here. He ate lamb all the time. Lamb chops. He drank beer. The wine.
What can he do?
He drank wine,
you?
Actually. He did the whole wine and water and the wine?
What is it?
I bet you he could turn chicken into steak. He could. Couldn't he do that? He could turn chicken into steak, couldn't he?
Okay. You tried.
No,
it would
probably be pretty bad after this phone call I'm making. Pretty bad, huh?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Father. Will you put in a good word for me? You know, maybe kind of give me a pass.
No penance. No penance. Okay.
Right. I'll tell you what. I don't remember the act of contrition anymore. But I'm really, really sorry that I called and woke you up and gave you a hard time, all right? So what's my penance? Huh? Nope. Are we good? All right, we're good.
Gracias, man.
Gracias, gracias, padre.
Gracias.
Good night, sir. All right, good. Hey, look at that.
All right, good. Hey, look at that. Off the hook, Jen. I don't have to worry about that one. No worries. I'll tell you what. We can prank call all the priests we want as long as we get absolution at the end. Good to go.
I don't feel comfortable pranking a priest.
I know. I felt bad, too. That's why I had to kind of even it out at the end. That's bad. If my mom knew, man, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Ooh, you don't want to know. All right, Jen, I'm going to end the show, my friend.
All right, man.
Back to the computer you go. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. All righty. That was fun. We had a good show tonight, everybody. Calling and calling and calling some more tonight we did. Milkman, you ready to take us out of here? Milkman's not even here. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, I'll take you.
Take us out, Jen.
All right, everybody, this is Madhouse Live. Thank you for tuning in. It's been great fun. It's been really weird to have me on the show, but thanks everybody else who's there to stop. Baz, Brandon, Tuck. I don't know who else was there to stop. Somebody else was there, but it doesn't matter. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, everyone, who listens to us, because it makes us, you know, Milkman does his own shit, and I'm not going to try and copy Milkman. I have to do my own shit, you know.
I hardly ever
come on the show, and it's nice to come on once in a while and, you know, surprise everyone and try to be funny. I hope you are entertained, and, you know, check out the website, madhouselive.com. Hopefully this will be up on the podcast within the next few days, if I'm not wrong, Carlito, because I'd like to download it myself and listen and see what I sound like.
That's the plan. I try to get it.
That, what can I say? Yeah. I had me on the show, Jim Stewart on the show, right?
Right.
From JimStewart.com. So
that's
check
right.
out my website, too, if you get really, really bored, and go to JimStewart.com and
it's
get
good
really
site.
Fucking bored. Yeah. It's all right. It's good. It's getting better.
Check them up.
News.com as well. So look out for that.
TuckerMike.com.
Check us out Thursday nights at 10 o'clock.
next Thursday? Are we doing this next Thursday? Or are you doing this next Thursday? I don't know if I'm doing this next Thursday.
I hope
you're doing it next Thursday.
Always, I will be here. I don't know who else will be here. I would love for you to be here. Milkman, everybody else, the crew will always be here, man. And your spot's always here.
I doubt I'll be here. You know, it's really rare for me to come here. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for me to come on a Friday at 2 a.m. in the morning. It's very difficult.
But in
any case, yeah.
But when you
I hope you do have fun, and I will listen to the podcast. I do mm-hmm. listen to the podcast.
Good deal. Good. Keep in touch with the podcast. I want to thank Syndicate Radio, everybody over there. Thanks. Sorry the video went out in the second half of the show.
Oh, yeah, shit. Syndicate Radio.
Yeah, that's right. I want to thank Ted and
Pete. I didn't even realize we were on Syndicate. I didn't even know.
Yeah, we are. Ted and PCU Radio. I want to thank you and you guys for listening to us over there. Everyone listening to us on 98.6 The Mouth. Everyone everywhere, man. All the people from all
somebody calls in
all across the nations. Yeah, it's just this line ringing. I don't know. Maybe it's the cops.
And Milkman.
Hello. Hey, Jonathan. What's up, man?
Hey, you missed me.
What are you doing?
We hear you.
Good deal. Yeah, Milkman's back too, isn't that great?
Yeah, we hear you. We're there.
Good. Yeah, that's good. So what have you been up to? How's the busing business? Busing around?
Yeah, he can do his own outro.
Oh, pretty good. We're just wrapping it up at the end of the year. The 27th is our last day next year.
Are you doing any summer work?
No, not this summer.
Oh, we're going to take a break. Man, enjoy it, man. Get yourself some steaks, you know, pina coladas, take a few trips to Disney. You go to Disney like every week when you're on summer vacation, man.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be in Orlando sometimes in the summer. I might stop by and see you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, when you do come down, I'm telling you, we got to go to Gator World together, man. They just reopened Gator World after that big fire. They got a whole new museum, and they got alligators out there, and the alligators are having sex in the water in front of you, and they feed them chickens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not live chickens. They're like, you know, the store, you know, the fun, man. It's fun. Definitely let me know when you come down, June or whatever it is, let me know, and we'll do that. We'll have to meet before the show ends. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jonathan. So, what? Anything else going on?
Oh, not much. I've been trying to get this computer fixed. I just saw him change providers for my phone.
Oh, you did? You left Bell South? Who you got now?
Well, I'm back with Alltel.
Alltel? Oh, for cell phone stuff. Okay, I got you. Cool. Cool,
yeah,
man.
My internet's running off cable.
Okay. Yeah, mine too. It's reliable. The most reliable internet there for now until we get fiber out here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan, now's your chance. Say hi to all the people and guys.
I want to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I got to say, welcome back, Milkman.
Yes, that's right. We didn't miss Milkman. Thanks, man. All right, bro. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Yes, sir. You too.
Jonathan checking in at the last minute. He's well known for checking at the last minute. Well, Milkman, you finally made it back.
Yeah, the very last minute, the last second.
I was like right about to hit that button, man. Well, Milkman, thanks for coming back, bro.
Man, my connection's been down, and I haven't been able to bring my connection up all this time. I've been struggling with it.
Really? Have you been able to get into the chat room at all? Ever since? Nothing?
Not at all. It keeps telling me I'm on a proxy, and that's not true. I'm not on a proxy. It tells me the same thing every time. I'm not even the same hotel.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll figure it out. We'll get together this week, and we'll see if we can figure it out. I got to contact the Wicked Wire. We'll figure it out. All right, folks, we're out of here. Thanks for listening.
I tried on Trillion. I tried on Java.
We'll figure it out. All right. Hey, thanks, Syndicate. Thanks, everybody, listening. PCU Radio, MadhouseLive.com, 98.6Mouth.com, all that stuff. I gotta go.
Yeah, baby. Don't forget to stop in next week, because we're going to have some funny shit for you. And check out JimsDirt.com.
Yes,
all
sir.
Of us guys over here at the Madhouse. We love you.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.